Want to participate in a Donna Nightshield contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Donna Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
I'm Rob A., Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
Everything you read, when he came in, he was good. They built tremendous highways, he returned, you know, got all the tractors going and everything. He was good at the beginning, but then he went nuts. He went berserk, I guess, and I think even his own generals tried to kill him, didn't they? Everybody in history knows that he did was good at the beginning, but he just went too far.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
Once again, the Washington Redskins marching band. And
you
now
ever
hear let's
of...
hear it again for the Washington Redskins.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world.
Pattern emerging here, Scully.
Hold on, Mulder. Specialize in Dana Scully.
Scully.
Mulder, move away from the door. Mulder, what are you doing? Mulder! Mulder, get in the car.
Scully.
Mulder. Will you drive, Mulder? Mulder. Mulder. I don't know, Mulder. I don't know, Mulder.
5 years together, Scully. Scully, we're chasing evidence.
Mulder. Mulder. Mulder, I don't... This is weird, Mulder. Mulder.
Talk to me, Scully!
Where's Scully?
Mulder.
Scully?
Scully, can you breathe?
Scully, Scully, grab the vent! Scully?
Come on, Scully! Keep moving, Scully!
Scully, you gotta see this. Scully.
You're burying this thing, Scully. Wasting your time, Scully.
Scully? Mulder. I'm not gonna watch you die, Scully.
Mulder, I'll be a doctor. They win.
Ismail, is it from the Bronx?
Yes.
Yeah. You think there will be a conservative sort of democratic alliance on this?
Yes, I'm thinking there will be.
I'll turn your radio down.
Wait, let me turn this down.
Yeah, it's not too far away, I hope.
Yeah.
Good, go ahead.
Okay, yes, I've actually been a protester, and I've been active in my community. My name is Ismail DNBs, and I've been active in my community, and I believe that eventually compassionate conservatives and let's call them liberals alike, because the new label progressive I don't think really fits, I think somehow we'll come together. My mother, personally, the reason that I became active was because my mother didn't have any children that lived, and therefore I call the Don and Mike Show and say, where's your crap detector now, see?
That's very helpful. That's very helpful. Can we just? Yeah, burping is not. I mean, this is a tough issue, and we try to screen the calls, and so that total lunatics don't call us.
sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Hello there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Don and Mike Show, featuring...
Who commands this vessel?
Don Geronimo.
I got a taste.
He's just so wasted.
Michael Mara.
All the humanity.
Sexy, sexy.
Buzz Burbank.
Fabulous.
Don't take it personal. He hates everyone.
Rob Seawack.
He's, you know, special.
Joe Ardinger.
It's just a show.
Johnny Norman.
You are absolutely right. You do suck.
I love you, guys.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That one made the cut. So homegrown. I love that homegrown one. I really do.
That absolutely made the cut 100% as we start the show. That, of course, the vocal stylings of Christy Ferensky.
Nice job, Christy.
Christy Ferensky, who gave us a nice little lip on the end of all of that.
Ferensky?
For that, we say thank you for the way that we now start the show. Thanks to you guys. And then they just sing our names. And
Mike Show.
Look at that. Off and running.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. You know them, right?
Hello!
Pointer Sister?
Hello! I want to take
it in. I'm aware I played Bonnie Pointer a couple of weeks ago, but this don't count.
No.
This is different.
Zola, is this a free play?
This is this what?
A free play.
A free play?
Yeah.
Well, everyone's a free play. It's an instant presto requesto.
Are you giving yourself a free pass on this one?
Well, I just thought as it started, I thought, well, we played Bonnie Pointer, but this is really the Beverly Hills Cop music.
Right? I love this song.
Back when Ed Murphy was still Ed Murphy.
There are like six songs I liked in the... this is an 80s song, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Like six songs I liked in the 80s. This might be one of them.
Have you noticed Eddie Murphy kind of morphing into Michael Jackson a little bit?
Little Richard than Michael Jackson. Yeah. Definitely, if you see the look at it. Because I'm watching that Little Richard Geico commercial now, which makes me laugh every time I see it. But he's definitely, you know, it's the mustache thing that reminds me of Little Richard.
He's still dark, but if you bleached him, he's kind of Michael Jackson-ish. Michael Jackson-ish. Have you heard Eddie Murphy speak recently?
No, I have
not. It's that hush. Well, I've got a new project coming out, and I don't really want to go back to what I did before, the action-adventure genre.
Don't tell me he's morphing. I hate that.
He's dating a Spice Girl.
You are not allowed to speak yet.
Oh, is that on the air?
Jeez. But that's what this show is about.
Hello.
Tangents.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Right.
Hello.
All right, he's already... Already made his...
Ta-da.
He's mentally retarded. He's mentally retarded. He's mentally retarded. He's mentally retarded.
Don't you know no cage can hold me? How?
On a summer cold.
Fairways and greens.
Yeah.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Uncle Joe's Banana and all the ships at sea.
Okay. Now you're cooking.
Okay. They wear corrective shoes on their brains. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you there, Tom. And hi there, you. As you can tell by the smell. There you go. Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this... Tuesday. 08-08-06.
Hi, Donna Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
He's a local boy. He's just terrific. He's our new leader. He's like too much.
They're like too much what?
He's one of the truly great players of all time.
Buzz, listen, you can call us. One number, no waiting. From America, from Canada. 877 1-800-365-3636. Want to hear us on your computer? Go to our official website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. If you want to send us email... Yeah, he snuck in there a second ago. That's Yanni Norman. He's a web guy. Send the email. He deletes most of them. Email at DonandMikeWebsite.com. We have audio highlights that you can download there, and we're also on iTunes. And they tell me every day that that debacle has been fixed.
Good. Ah, wonderful.
And beyond that...
What can I say? I always know it's going to be a good show when you're wearing your Dick Van Dyke shirt.
Oh, because I have martini glasses on my shirt.
There you go, exactly. Like Dick Drew in the meeting.
Because, you know, Dick Van Dyke, God bless him.
Yes. Yes.
Used to 5 o'clock every day. He's like Mike, W.A.
Yeah.
Working alcoholic.
H.F.A. Thank you.
High functioning alcoholic.
Sorry. Yes. Yeah, and that's how quickly I can draw it.
Every day at 5 o'clock.
So easy to draw quickly.
Yeah. Every day at 5 o'clock, Dick Van Dyke would start drawing martini glasses in anticipation of the first drink
on my palate.
After his grueling schedule of being Rob Petrie.
And he was never surly.
Well, you know, according to everything I've read about Dick Van Dyke, and I'm an aficionado, he was a very happy drunk.
Yeah, good.
He was just drunk a lot.
That's good. And I'll be drawing that every day. That's my man puking cartoon.
There
you
go.
You like that, Buzz?
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. So is that what you're looking forward to?
Yeah, that's what I look forward to. When there's a big bender about.
Getting it out of your system?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Here's the first on-screen call of a new show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Great, great. Hey, it's my birthday. I'd just like to wish myself a happy birthday, and I really like you guys' show. I've been listening for about a good 4 years.
We have something kind of...
Cool, man. You guys make my afternoon a lot better.
Thank you so much. We have something kind of special. Mm-hmm. Whenever a listener calls in and announces that it's his or her birthday, right?
And that special thing we did.
And here it is.
Shut up!
Hey!
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Always a treat.
The listener's friend.
The family. You know what we're experiencing today? I really do believe it.
What?
We are experiencing the first day here in almost a month where there's actually reasonable humidity, where we're not like in the dog days.
This is absolutely,
and I think everybody I've noticed has a little extra spring in their step today. I feel physically better than I felt in a very long time because you came in today. It's hot. It's still hot, but it's just pretty out. It's nice out.
You look fabulous.
So do you, brother.
Have you lost weight?
Yes, I have. Tons. You saw me in the tub. You saw me in the kiddie pool. Of course I've lost weight.
How are the girls?
I went back there. They're terrific. I went back and looked at pictures on the website. I didn't know. My breasts have gotten so much bigger.
How are things going on that show you do? What kind of show is it you guys do?
It's kind of a human interest, avant-garde, topicality, issues of the day that aren't serious show.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, you mean gay? Yeah.
Ah.
Thank you.
Your show is gay.
Thank you. So gay. So very, very gay.
Show is very gay. Oh, before I get my tattoo here, which we're going to bang out right in the opening here, I when I got home last night, and again, there's this rule that I really have to change the message on my machine at home now. I really got to change it to say, although I think it would be disconcerting if there's a business or somebody calling me at home, and they get a message saying, hi, I'm not here, I'll call you back. Your call may be broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a little difficult.
Yeah, because it's my real life. It's my real phone at home. And
right.
So I've got a message from the golf club, from the president of the golf club, where I had the flare-up over the weekend.
Wow.
And I only wish that I could play it for you. I cannot, because I won't put that message on my outgoing machine at home.
Right.
But
would be sufficiently contrite?
Big apologies.
Good. Oh, that's
big apologies.
Good. Was it a gag?
And, no, it was not a gag.
No,
it was not a gag. It was 100% the guy just being a dick.
All right.
The other guy. And officially, I have been granted a 99.
Oh, good.
For my round on Saturday.
As you should be.
So thank you very hard.
Yeah. You and him. You had that all
That's
along.
Right.
You didn't have to have a president tell you that.
So it was nice. He said, Don, understand, you mentioned that we threw you out. I said, well, not he didn't throw me out. You escorted me to the front.
Right.
You know.
And it was suggested that you go home and cool off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you reminded me that I could, use the dining room.
Right. They were just looking out for you.
Right. Well, anyway, it was just a big bowl of okay when I hung up the telephone.
Really, that's what it was. Did he make you feel better?
Nah, because it's blown over by now.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I saw it on the caller ID, and I'm like, oh, okay. This is either going to be an ass kiss or, you know, saying, you know, everybody's money is green, but get out of here.
Right.
Ass.
Right.
So it was an ass kiss.
Your behavior was not that over the top where that would have happened. No. I mean, you weren't throwing fists or anything like
right.
that.
You used a little language.
Not the first time that's been done in a golf club.
I did talk to a tertiary guy. Funny. Now, this is funny. This is another one of my neighbors who thought, now, this guy... I really like this guy, okay. So I got to be careful.
Good.
But really, how dense can you be? I'm driving home yesterday. I'm on my own street.
Right.
And I see this fella. I see quite a few neighbors that I drive by. I give them all the howdy, how you doing?
You have to.
Yeah. Well, he's walking, and he's with his dogs, mm-hmm. and I pull up by him. I go, well, hey, how you doing? And he leans in, and he says, boy, I heard you talking today about that whole thing at the, and he names the place, and I say, yeah, and he said, whew, you're not talking about me, are you? Now,
wouldn't he remember?
Now, stop for just a moment. You know, I said,
well, you speak in code, you obviously can't mention names.
Right. Yeah, but I said to him.
Which in and of itself is an advantage, because you can always deny
right.
if but you're speaking about a particular neighbor.
But I said, no, I'm talking about a guy, and I told him the name of the guy, and he went, oh, that Johnny A-hole. I said, I played golf with him. I said, if it was you, you would have known because I would have played golf with you.
You remember that.
He said, oh, well, I heard it like watered
down. Oh, so
down.
He got it from somebody else.
Yeah,
right.
you're
the talk of the neighborhood.
That you were mad at somebody because they were a jerk.
Well, you did kind of deal with another neighbor on the street
mm-hmm.
that you
right.
said who told you, who asked you if you were all right.
Running, okay. Yeah. So anyway, how do you do all the neighbors? Nice to get the apology. Now let's move on.
Now let's talk about the game.
Let's move on. Let's move on with the tat.
Oh, yes. You're going to get this. I saw the guy getting you prepped prepped for surgery before the show.
And the tat itself, for goodness sakes, has also, you know, nothing comes easy.
Nothing's easy.
When you're wearing this skin. When you're a bag of water like me, and that's all we humans really are.
Bag of water.
Nothing. That's from Star Trek.
I thought it was from Men in Black.
No, I think
or
actually...
Or is Meat Sack.
I think...
What's the one where he goes, Meat Sack?
I think Bag of Water is from Star Trek.
Right. Okay.
TNG, the Next Generation, when an alien is insulting Picard or something, you're
right.
nothing but a stupid bag of water.
A bag of water, which right. we really are, a bag
yes,
of water.
Essentially, bag of water. So I'm going to get this tattoo, right, to honor Frida, because I promised her I would. On our 20th, she had tattooed on her ass my name, and as I mentioned yesterday, XX, because we had made it to 20 years.
Right. I think it's a terrific thing you're doing.
So I had promised her that I would do this, and I'm going to do this.
Makes us all feel kind of good. I don't know.
So yesterday, hold on, before you turn that thing on, Rob, right towards the end of the show, I picked up the phone, and... I talked to my girlfriend for a second, and she said, and I could just tell that there was something in her voice. I mean, everything is fine now. She's like, how are you? I said, I'm fine. How are you? She said, I'm fine. I listened to the beginning of the show today. I said, yeah. She said, are you being Seinfeld? Now, since I've known this lady, Janet, that's the code for if I'm going to take something that happened in real life and exaggerate,
right.
or take a real event and you know, make it goofier or whatever, which is, you know, what I've told her what I do, that's the guy working the thing.
Right.
I said, no. He said, no, I'm really going to get a tattoo. And she said, oh, well, I, you know, okay. And I said, oh, you know, like, what do you mean, okay? Okay, goodbye. Click.
Right.
You know, hang up the phone. Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ. So I got home, and I understand. She's not upset. And I said, it's an awkward thing to bring up. I'm not going to say to her, hey, listen, I'm going to get this done. But the fact of the matter is, whether I'm with Janet or Jennifer Aniston, mm-hmm. You know, whoever it is, they're going to have to know that I was married to Frida for more than half of my life.
Yeah. Right, of course. Of course.
So,
and then that's, you know, you are... What you're doing is you're kind of... You made a pledge to her, and
yes.
you're honoring her.
I promised her I would. So, anyway, I talked to Janet. By the time I got home, you know, she couldn't have been sweeter. She
sure.
said, you know, said, I'm sorry. You know, and I said, hey, listen, don't worry about it. I said, you know, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's honest, too. I mean, you can't blame her for that. She's got to feel a little odd about that.
No, but, you know, she knew what she was getting into, so
sure.
so I appreciate the fact that she was cool with it.
Right.
And,
right.
and I was originally going to get it on my wrist,
right.
where my son has a tattoo of my wife's initials and As I mentioned, he has like a Livestrong or whatever the rubber band is that everybody's wearing these days. He's got just a black one just inked in on his wrist. Now, I didn't want to get that done,
right?
But I wanted the initials right there on the wrist,
gotcha.
Right? With the XXV for the 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
So, I mean, out of the blue, and I can't deny the boy his feelings. I called and asked him. I told him I was going to do this because he knew that I had promised Frida. He said, that's great. He said, I really wish you wouldn't do it at the same spot that I have it.
Right.
And I said, well, why? And it's very personal to Bart.
Right. I can probably understand that.
So, I mean, he and I went round and round. We didn't argue. I mean, it's real weird now with him being 21. We really talk about things
as adults,
like guys. I mean, we don't argue.
Right.
It finally came down to, I said, okay, well, what about if yours is on the right wrist, what if mine is on the left wrist? You know.
Still too wristy?
Finally said, whatever, he signed off on it, whatever I wanted, but I don't want to make him feel uncomfortable.
So have you thought about where you're going to put it?
Yes, right on the tip of my,
oh, no.
I understand it's going to be a little painful.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be a little painful.
Yeah, boy, we're going to have some hits on the website tonight.
No, here's what I have decided. on my luxurious calf.
Ah, very good.
That's what I've decided.
Good spot.
Because Frida got me so inspired to run. I mean,
right.
Even though I'm a fat ass, down 1 pound though.
Good
down 213.
There you go.
Down 213.
You're on your way. Fight that battle.
I on that 200, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But even as fat as I am at 213, I'm not lying to you. I run three miles a day. Balls out. I run, and I run because of Frida, because she used to say to me all the time, you know, it's 45 minutes, it's 30 minutes. You could watch Regis while you're doing it. You could sit on your ass.
Right.
What are you gonna do? She would motivate me to run. So,
sure.
I have killer calf.
Yes. Yes, you do.
I mean, if I could tell you something, seriously.
You have killer calves.
If you simply looked at me from the waist down, I'm including genitals.
Really? Did you say not including the genitals?
No, I said, and I'm including genitals.
Oh, you're including that, too.
Thank you. Yeah. You would think that you are looking at a Roman sculpture. Because
I've always said that.
The one part
of my... the only area I look at when you're walking away.
The one part of my body that is goddamn hard as... Well,
hey.
I got three parts that are hard as a rock.
Yes. Okay?
You know, my friend, my head.
Yeah, we know that your head. Absolutely.
And then my calves.
Right.
So, let's do it. Let's get this done now. I want to thank Rick's Tattoos in Arlington, Vietnam.
Good people.
We are quality, not quantity counts. 703-527-8377. Thank you, Rick. And thank you. That was a dong? Dong. Robbie?
Dong? Can you say that? D-O-N-G?
No, D-U-O-N-G.
D-U, like Duong, sort of. Like dong. Dong.
Yeah.
Dong. Is that a Vietnamese name?
Yes, dong. Yeah.
I mean, you said Arlington, Vietnam. That's good. That's good. We've said that for a long time. A tremendously large Vietnamese contingent in Arlington, no?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Of course.
Yes. Now, and Dong is covered with tattoos. Have you done any of those on yourself? Have you tattooed yourself?
Yeah, on my right hand.
On your right hand?
On my left hand.
Okay.
And he's got
he's got the sleeves, which is... You know what? I wouldn't get if I was going to get a tattoo, I wouldn't get a tattoo done by a guy that didn't have sleeves, that wasn't like totally committed to
him. And he's got the fat drunk Elvis T-shirt on.
Right,
so how can you know that you don't have?
And I love that
the
T-shirt.
Right guy doing
Elvis
it.
Hated you. That is the best T-shirt for Elvis I have ever seen in my life.
Now give me a second, because what I'm going to do is have to get Dong and I met before the show.
Of course you did.
To find an appropriate position.
Arnold, I'm in a terrible
for this
position to see this.
Dong, you just put me where you need me.
You want to sit here?
And I'll...
You can tell him that he's a gifted athlete by the way he's positioning himself.
Just like that?
Okay.
Out here a little bit.
Out here a little bit? Let me just move this over a little bit. Yep. Hold on with that, John.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah, let me do that.
Okay, here we go.
All right, you ready?
Will it take long, Dong?
Hold on, hold on. Mike, no. We need that one for when it's time for the thing down there.
All right, give me that one.
Come on.
I'll use this. Hello.
Kong and Dong
the
on the same
wonder screen. Of the world!
What are you doing, Kong?
There's another mic on the way.
Can you hear me on this microphone?
Yeah, yes, I got you.
Okay. I wanted to have my bloodlust fulfilled here to see. I just wanted to somehow see the needle cut into your foot. Now I got a perfect view over here. Does this sound okay?
Yeah, no. That microphone is great. That microphone is great. It is the one that Kong is using is the one that we're... Yeah, you don't need it. Thank you, though, John.
You might not see any blood.
I'll be a crying baby, okay?
Okay. Now, Mike, hold on.
Yep, I'm right here.
Ready?
Has it started yet?
No, he hasn't.
I'm kidding.
Yet.
I'm kidding, of course.
Now it's beginning.
Oh, F. F.
As the needle hits...
Mother F! Mother F!
You know, seriously, I might as well be behind a billboard. All right.
Now
I see. Oh, there it is.
It's just so we can get the sound. Right? Yeah.
We haven't done that.
And what I'm getting is the three block letters.
Right.
FWS, my wife's initials, and underneath, XV.
If you haven't gotten a tattoo, it's more annoying than it is painful, right?
It's a little pain. I have a low threshold for pain.
Okay. You seem to be handling this. He is plunging the needle into your flesh.
You're not screaming.
Well, I'm showing off in front of my friends.
Ah.
Checked out the wet spot in front of my pants?
Your bowels and your bladder have released.
That was there before.
Yeah. What an unfortunate spelling error.
Yeah, so
very simple tap.
We got together, Dong and I got together before the show with Tony Orlando. Uh-huh. Tony Orlando and Dong.
Uh-huh.
And decided that, we kind of sketched out what I wanted. And then he drew it on the leg. And now he's digging into the skin.
Yes.
And
I'd like to see it. What I'd like to maybe see it is a little longer and maybe in silver. Can you do it long, Dong, in silver?
Silver?
No, I'm kidding. It's just a joke. It's just another joke.
Long Dong.
You know
about Long Dong, right?
Long Dong Silver.
Heard of him? He's in Pirates of the Caribbean. His arch nemesis. Long Dong Silver.
Dong, this is a pretty easy one to do, I would assume, right?
Oh, yeah, that's no time.
Yeah, you know what's pretty easy, Mike? He's sitting here doing the goddamn show while he's doing this.
You're a pro.
You goddamn right I am.
Look at that tough guy.
Tough guy. Tough guy.
I always thought there'd be more blood than there is. There doesn't seem to be a lot of blood.
Well, there may be blood afterwards.
That may come later.
Yes.
Wait till he hits an artery.
We have to wait until we put the oil on and then put the lubricant. Now, that's pretty deep.
Do you get a massage afterwards?
Tongue massage. Cat massage. Ow.
Oh, there you go.
Well, that's looking good.
Yeah. Almost done, three legs.
So this will say FWS 25?
Yes.
All right.
Correctamundo.
Mm-hmm. So what's it do? It scabs up and then it heals and then you're there. You got it, right?
Yep. Just like everything on my body, Mike. Scabs up.
And then it heals.
Then it heals.
And they put a big bandage on it.
Kind of a well, everybody kind of has to help out a little bit here and talk a little bit because...
Everybody's staring.
I'm having a little trouble moving the conversation along while the guy's digging this thing into my leg.
So the XXXV is completed, right?
Yeah, he has lovely penmanship.
In the morning, when it's mostly healed, you'll start treating it with, like, cocoa butter, things like that.
Excuse me, Buzz.
You treat everything with cocoa butter.
What was that, Dawn?
I hope it's spelled right. Is that spelled right?
Is that spelled right? XXV.
Oh, it's spelled right. All right. Yes, it is spelled right.
It's spelled 100% right, Dong. I got to be very careful doing this while this guy's got the needle on my goddamn calf.
I found that when I got my tattoo, that right when it started to hurt a lot, and they lifted off the needle, every time you got to the point where it would hurt, they'd lift the needle off, and it was fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's not killer.
Is that when you got your Rolling Stones tongue, Joe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. John Norman, do you have a tattoo?
I do.
You do?
Uh-huh.
What do you have? I never knew he had a tattoo.
Come on, Mike, let's get you inked. And Rob.
Did you know he had that?
But on his back?
Yeah.
Wait, you've not seen John with his shirt on upstairs?
That's a peace sign. Rob, are we the only ones that don't have them?
I believe so.
Let's give Rob a tattoo of Dick Van Patten on his shoulder.
Let's push Joe out a window.
Don't you really think that Rob would have, like, the Iron Cross somewhere on him?
It'd be a nice one. It'd look nice on him. I think you ought to put it right here over his left breast.
The Crooked Cross, the Nazi.
You know what? I'd look forward to Rob getting his tattoo just for the shaving. Which would be about 6 hours.
Worth. Yes, Dong had the pleasure of shaving my leg before this began.
The entire leg.
Look at how smooth it is.
The entire leg. And I said, as long as you're there, would you mind doing my sack? So he took care of me.
You hooked it up.
Yeah. Is that when you had the letters wide load put on there?
Yeah. You know what? It's probably good that I'm not sitting here watching that, because I see why you guys are fascinated watching it, because he's really, in essence, just digging into my skin.
Okay.
You know? This is your prison tattoo, just up one level.
It makes me want to get another one.
And it's a very sanitary procedure, though. He's got the ink. He's got the wrapped tattoo needle. He's got the surgical gloves on. He's
you want to get one today, Joe?
I don't know what I'd get.
Ow! 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 Now, that did sting a little bit.
You're on the last letter, though.
That did sting.
Hit
a
bone?
No, I don't think it hit bone,
oh,
Buzz.
Good.
Pure muscle down there, Buzz. Telling you, that's the best part of me. I want to tell you, if life was based on caps, I would be George Clooney. I swear to God. I wouldn't be the fat pig I am. And thanks again to everybody for helping out so much talking while this is going on.
Fascinating.
I'm really glad that we decided to do this on the air so that you guys could all be friggin' deaf, dumb, and blind.
You know, when you...
excuse me, here's the only man that will talk to you. Yes, Dawn?
I believe the pain is making him angry.
Simple like that, or you want to make it 3D?
Do you want
3D?
3D
screen? No 3D.
Okay.
Right. You're going to keep it simple?
2D, fine.
You're going to keep it very simple, very basic?
2D is what I like.
Not even a trace of blood.
No, but there's a lot of ink running down your leg. Ink running down his leg. Da 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 da.
2D, just like I like my favorite bra size.
There it is.
Double D.
And your favorite girl on the Facts of Life.
Can you see it over the right shoulder?
This is like the final part. I'm going to put wake up call, alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, is that now, Don? When you say that, is that particularly painful?
Yes, this is like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone.
It stings.
Okay.
All right, so we're almost ready to put the alcohol on it.
I already did.
Oh, you already did?
Yeah.
Well, how's it feel? You're
rubbing it on right now. Stings, Mike.
Blow on it.
It really stings.
Someone blow on it.
It really stings.
I like it a lot. I like the simplicity.
There you go. Get a picture of that.
Now you have two.
There you go. That's perfect, I think. That's nice and respectful.
Yes, it is.
Out of the way. Unless you happen to catch me with my pants off.
That's fantastic. You're wearing shorts.
All right, beautiful.
Good stuff.
And you hardly ever wear knee socks anymore.
Thank you. Thank you, Donger. That was really, really nice. Oh, hold on a second. You do?
Stop bleeding.
Oh, hold on, Mike. We may have...
Do you have a bleeder? Are you a bleeder?
Am I bleeding?
No, not yet.
That's
because of the artistry of Dong that you're not like gushing down the leg or anything like that. And the sophisticated equipment. And Dong, that's just like a piece of cake tattoo, right?
Yeah.
That's easy for you?
What did he just smear on you? Was it petroleum jelly? Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, Dong, what do you got? You got to put anything on it? Or
wait, we have Dong for the whole day now.
Am I good to go? Joe, do you want one?
No. I mean, Tracy and I are going to get some together.
All right, pussy. That's okay. It's a free tattoo. That's all right, pussy. Bye-bye.
Hey.
How about Dong? You, Mike?
Yes, Don.
Want to join the club?
I would like the Red Sox logo here, surrounding my navel, all the way down to the pube bone. No, I don't think so.
All right, so you put your CSI gloves back on now. Are we done, or do you need to still rub me down? You're done? Oh, beautiful.
You know, you got a tattoo for all the right reasons. I mean, if you're going to get a tat, that's very cool. You know, it's a lot more significant than that Batman thing you did.
The Batman thing?
That's significant. The Batman thing. I'm still wondering about that one. Now you have two.
I think
you got your first real tattoo. I really do. Now, that Batman tattoo
coming
is
from you,
real.
That means a lot. Coming from your virginal, white as white mane, I would burst into flames if I actually stepped outside skin. Please.
I don't think a tattoo. You know what?
No, I tell you something. I'm swarthy.
Yep.
And I'm proud of it. Yep.
I don't think tattoos look good on pasty white guys. I really don't think they look that good.
Got it. Got it done.
You're right.
Are you going to give me some junk to put on it?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I have antibiotic ointment you should put on.
Yeah,
Buzz carries that wherever he goes. Depending on the women that he's with.
Well, I know that when I had my other tat done down in Florida,
right?
That they gave us... No, I take it back. They just said, go to CVS and buy some of that. Buzz really has it on him.
Yeah, a tube. You ought to use that. Just put it. I mean, a dong. What is he supposed to put on there? I mean, you're not going to bandage it.
No, you put like gauze on if you feel like it at night.
You can, put like maceration.
That's what this is. All right, that's what Buzz has.
Yeah, all right,
and can he just rub that on and have it sit there today?
Mm-hmm.
And should he wait a while before he puts it on? He can put it on right away.
Okay.
All right.
Buzz, you want to come over here and give him the...
Absolutely. Give me the applicator, too.
Right.
I have
Buzz, and Buzz, before you put it on, are you going to have Buzz put it on? You Buzz should wear a surgical
mask. I'm not going to have Buzz put it on.
Why doesn't he rub it into your skin gently?
Why don't you get one, Jackson?
A tat?
Yeah.
I get my, yeah, what I get, my daughter's initials on me or something like that. You know, I mean, no, I'm not going to do that. This is your thing. You've got, this is your second tattoo. I have to be.
But look, get a tattoo, Mike.
In a great tradition of sailors all across the United States. Thank the you, only man. Time I'd ever get a tattoo with my buddies around would be if there was alcohol involved.
So if we got you drunk today, would you get a tattoo?
No.
You would not?
Mm-mm.
You would not?
Mm-mm.
Better rub this on right now. Ooh, that's so manly.
So, you...
That's so macho. I can feel my skin where he dug in, Mike.
How long before it's like ready? Before you're done and it's like completely
3 or 4 days.
That's it. That's great.
Yeah. That's depending on the amount, like I said, like the amount of scabbing.
I think we're doing a lot. You know,
thank
I think
you,
we did a lot for the tattoo business today. We really did.
Thank you again to Rick's Tattoos in Arlington, Vietnam.
Very good.
I'm going to light him up as well, besides giving him the free plug. Dong, I appreciate it. Thank you. Rob, Ina Che and May, Exide.
Come on, Dong, back to the Orient.
And you're on the last train to London.
I love that T-shirt he's got on. Elvis hated you. That is the best. That's the best Elvis T-shirt I've ever seen, Dong. Thank you.
Thank you, Dong.
Nice thank you, Dong.
Very
nice
nicely
job.
Done. Very nicely
Dong
done.
Dong strikes me as, you know, at any moment, really, he would just break into this martial arts explosion and kick all our asses. Little guy, you know, and you just expect
it.
He's
sorry,
being Mike. Taken back into the producer's room. Right.
I don't see John back there.
Right.
Where is hello?
Is Dong mentioned something about water torture, and he took John.
Hello,
away.
Joe?
Hello?
Joe, where? Where's John at? Oh, there he is.
Taking picture, sorry.
Oh, that was going to be my question. Is this going to be up on our website?
Get them up during the break. We have the photo tab working. There'll be a nice album with all the pictures that I've taken there for all the listeners.
Okay, what does photo tab
is
mean?
Is that Bear? Is Bear here?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, John. I just noticed our old engineer from the old joint, Bear, is here.
Yes, he's back here. Back
how you
here.
Doing, baby? How you doing, baby?
What's up, baby?
That's Bear.
All right. Good to see him.
Hi, John. Explain to us. Now, Buzz, what are you doing?
He's pointing at our website.
I'm pointing out the photo tab you just asked about.
Yes, right on the front page of the website, there is a photo tab.
Oh, I see.
Dormant for quite a while, but now it works, and there'll be pictures there of the tattoo, and you can check in on the Wayne Newton visit as well.
Dormant! All right, thank you, John.
Very good.
Thank you, John. So Bear is here.
Bear is here. I just couldn't help but notice him. I gave him a standard grin. How you doing, baby?
How you doing, baby?
Hi, baby.
This is your computer. How you doing, baby?
He's covered with tattoos.
This is your computer. How you doing, baby?
And he's wearing like a football jersey.
Cowboy jersey.
You come all the way over here and you don't wear one of your like yellow banana colored jumpsuits or anything like that?
Show them the back of the jersey, Bear.
Let's see the back of the jersey. Bear man.
How you doing, baby?
All right.
Baby.
We don't get strangers very often, isn't he?
He's our black friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How's it going?
Okay, my friend.
Just today, my employee came in. She has a brand new bumper sticker on her truck from Iron Horse Tattoo in Vegas that says, tattoos, they're not just for sailors and whores anymore.
That's a good tattoo. Right, I like that bumper sticker.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then, Doug and Shane. Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hola.
Hey, it's you. You're on the air. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm just telling you, Dom's telling you totally the wrong way to take care of your tats. My best friend has a shop. I've got sleeves on both my legs, and he's telling
right. Excuse me.
Fine.
I'm no expert, but I do have a tattoo.
You've had it. You've recovered.
I have had a tattoo before. Now, if I come in tomorrow and my leg is like 14 shades of green.
Swollen.
Right.
Then we call Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hi there. You're on the air.
Okay, I think to put on the tat to heal it quicker is not a joke. Preparation H ointment.
Is what ointment?
What?
Preparation H ointment.
Preparation H.
I wouldn't recommend.
You know, hold on a
miracle
second.
Cure
no,
bonus.
Yeah.
But you know how the in the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding, the father used Windex for everything?
Uh-huh.
Well, in my family, we use Preparation H for everything. I mean, it is fantastic. Okay. It can be used to heal. But it can be used to reduce swelling. And it's a great flavor additive.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I can't tell you, when I was at the O'Mara's, as Mike described them yesterday.
Tell me if you've ever tasted a better tasting English muffin.
No. And I turned to Mike's mom and I said, what's your secret?
Uh-huh. She brought out the entire tube. It was fantastic. And then that evening on a Triscuit. Nothing elaborate, nothing simple.
The applicator is so handy.
Not in Mike's show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Hello. Hey.
Hello.
If you did get it on the tip of your crank, it would say freedom.
The full extension.
FWS.
Right, goodbye. You know, another thing about Preparation H, when you're done, you know, people spend a fortune buying those little attachments in Bed Bath & Beyond or wherever in the cooking stores to decorate cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. We never had that trouble in my family.
No. I believe that you may be kidding.
Yes.
With your sharp sense of humor.
Right.
But in case you are.
Or am I?
In case you are. Didn't like the Miss America or Miss Universe candidates seriously put Preparation H on their lips or is it under their eyes?
No, it's been used to reduce
their
swelling.
Eyes.
Movie stars.
Well, look what it's for.
Time.
It's to reduce the swelling of hemorrhoidal tissue
or any tissue. Apparently.
And here's
people got ass eyes.
And this is the trick people don't realize. What does it do? It shrinks you. Okay, lose weight. Shrink? Mm-hmm. Is there a tie-in?
See,
of course there is.
That's where you walk the fine line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You're a mystery to me, Mike. You're an enigma. I don't know what's true and what's funny.
I was getting fitted.
Are you being Seinfeld?
I was getting fitted for some pants one time. Had a little trouble. The 52-inch waist was not working for me.
Right.
Ate an entire tube of the Preparation H.
And
I was into a 36.
Wow.
That same day. Lose weight and you never itch. You can you eat a tube of it, you can go out and stand in a field of mosquitoes and never be bothered. You might get that West Nile virus, you know. Those poor kids that can't feel pain.
They are. Those poor kids.
Those kids? Oh, you mean those kids I see in the commercials that I go past all the time? And why is it that when I see that, I will go past it in a second. But if it's that ass, that pompous dick Billy, what's his name, with the Oxy stuff?
Yeah.
Whatever product he's selling that's orange scented.
Oh, yeah. The guy with the voice. Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Right.
I'll watch the commercial.
Right,
come on, Kong.
Kong!
He's trying to think of the name.
Wonder of the world!
You know the guy.
I know exactly what you mean. Denim shirt and a beard.
Right. Not my favorite commercial that's on right now, though. That will still be reserved for the Little Richard commercial.
Woo!
Thank you. That's what I wanted to do.
I like the Geico with Burt Bacharach. Have you seen that one?
That is a good one, too. That is.
I got hit in the rear. I got hit in the rear.
You know, I know that insurance companies overcharge. They've got millions of dollars to spend on advertising. But Geico, the thing I like about their commercials is they do different styles.
Yeah.
It's not just one trick. You know, they gave us the caveman. Now they give us, the back rack.
Well, if they started even before that with the ones... I think that they may have started the entire trend where it was something that you had, like you thought it was an ad for a reality show.
Right.
And only in the last 2 seconds would you figure out it's for insurance.
Those I do nice. Too. I hate the gecko. I hate the lizard. That's the one I hate the most.
The speaking lizard?
The speaking British Cockney accent lizard. I can't stand it.
It's a Cockney.
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 Hello, mate. I know a bloke.
Oh, hold on. Before we break, I know what I can do for fun. Let me call my son and dick him around.
He'll be pleased that you didn't get it in the same area that he did.
Because we kind of left it that...
You were going to use your best judgment?
Right.
He doesn't know what that might mean.
No, he doesn't. So nobody tip him off, okay?
Right.
Is Billy Mays?
Might be.
No, that's Willie Mays.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
He was a
if we're going to talk baseball, please defer to the expert.
Hello, hola.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey,
you're on the air. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Pop?
Are you, so you're on your way to the big, family's having a big get-together in the Carolinas. So you're on your way down there?
Yeah, I'm 85 right now.
Well, you're on the air with everybody.
Hi, Bart.
Hey.
And, I got the tat.
Where'd you get it?
Well.
Oh, don't torture the boy.
Well, where...
He's playing a timpani. I don't know if you can hear it.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it. Ha ha.
What do you mean, ha ha?
Ha ha!
Well, what do you mean, ha ha?
Where do you think I got it?
I don't know.
Come on. Really, I'm your dad. Where do you think I got it?
I don't know.
Guess. The point of this call is a guessing game. Where do I have the...
I signed up for no such guessing game.
No. I gave a little background on the air. I explained that you respectfully asked that I not get it on my wrist, but then you said if I wanted to, that it wouldn't be the end of the world, and that we parted where I just said, okay, I'll figure it out. So, I've had the tattoo now. What do you think? Well, make a guess, one or the other.
I don't know. I don't know. Sorry. I'm no good at this game.
Come on, Barty, you only got to play one. You've only got to pick one or the other.
I don't know what the other choices were. I mean...
The other... Okay, it's...
I know it's not next to the Batman symbol. That's the only thing...
All right, here are your choices. Either on my left shoulder, on my calf, on my right wrist, or on my left wrist.
I'm going to guess...
You're going to guess what?
I'm going to guess shoulder.
Shoulder.
And that would be...
Incorrect.
Huh.
I'm breaking up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Now he'll be...
Now all we did was torture. All we did now, he's like... And you haven't so eliminated the risk.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
It's an unfortunate ending.
But too bad for him. Too bad for him. You know,
we ought to call him right back.
I will. Let me just say, God damn it, I'm the boy's father.
Right.
He should know.
He should know.
That really, if he requests that, I would not call him and put him on the air.
Right.
And tell him you got it in the same spot.
I mean,
you wouldn't do that. He knew that. I'm sure he knew that.
No, I don't think he did.
Well, I don't know. How did he wind up in this state of uncertainty?
He didn't want to play the guessing game. I know that.
Mm-hmm. No, he did not.
Did not feel prepared to play the guessing game.
No. Caught him off guard.
Yeah, I guess so.
Man, you got
Now we're just getting this. And now we're just getting this voicemail.
You're gonna leave a message. You're gonna wait till you get him live.
I'll wait and talk to him. I know he's on his way to this big family thing at wherever in the Carolinas that he's going. I know when I was speaking to him, he went through those areas of bad stuff.
Right,
stuff.
Right.
Just leave him a message that says, "Remember, not on the shoulder."
If you see him, don't tell him.
Why you? Don't you dare in the head. You know I'm not normal. I mean, Jesus. Come on. I mean, Jesus. Jesus, Mouse.
You're a little hurt by that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you should know what I'm going to do. Call my bus's balls on the radio. Say, hey, guess what you requested? Well, hello.
You got to join.
Oh. Now we're back to this new great message.
No, man.
Really great message. I said, that's a nice message, like if a professor calls you or something. Right, you know. Hey, man, you got to join? I don't even know what movie that is from.
I went through 4 years of college. I never got a call from a professor, so I think he might be okay. I don't think I ever got a call from a professor. But I guess it would be a bad message if a professor did call.
Yeah.
Or any number of other people, I suppose.
Well, for instance, like back in your day, if you missed a class and you emailed your professor.
That's how old I am. We did not have.
I understand that.
The email in 1980.
But if you missed the class, if you left a note, would the professor maybe, well, you didn't have a cell phone back then.
Well, see, I've always subscribed to the theory that academically, you have your great students that get tremendous amounts of attention, and you get your very poor students that get a tremendous amount of education. And then you get the people in the middle. You know, they get by and kind of slip by. And the reason we get by is because we are neither the best nor the worst.
Right.
We are just the average, and we can slip in under the radar. I just try to avoid professors. Except Dr. Hoyt.
It's the pizza principal.
Dr. Hoyt was my buddy at Marist College because Dr. Hoyt was the lead piano player. Is
Olar.
He there?
Olar, are you there? Hey.
I'm here.
Marty, seriously. Seriously, what kind of father do you think I am? Do you really think that if you asked me not to do something and we came to an understanding that I was...
I guessed on your shoulder.
Yes, but you were wrong. You were wrong.
I guessed on it. I don't know how I'm getting in trouble for guessing not the rest.
Okay.
You're wanting something.
I don't think he's going to give you.
Tell him where it is.
It's on my calf.
He got it done on his calf, Bart.
Hello?
Did you hear that?
Bart, are you there?
Oh, dear.
Not on the shoulders.
Bart's cell phone's great.
this is like in Crimson Tide.
Yeah, it is.
We just got the EAM.
Right, the EAM has the not been. I cannot verify it.
Right.
You go down to Wepps and, you know, you tell them to prepare the launch. Prepare the launch.
Go tell Vigo. Vigo Mortensen.
Vigo. And James Gandolfini. This is a great movie. Crimson Tide is a great movie.
Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And the fat guy from The Deer Hunter.
And, of course, Hackman.
Yes, always. Every movie.
Genius Hackman.
All right, I'll give my boy one more chance here on this.
Well, he knows it's on the tap now.
Well, I don't know if he heard that or not, though.
Maybe he didn't. But if you told him you wouldn't do it the places he didn't want, and he knows it's on the shoulder, that really only leaves one guess.
Am I the only one also in the United States now?
You got a joint?
We all have cell phones. It's this dead area stuff. With what we pay, fix it.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Fix it, for God's sake.
This is a perfect example. I got to be careful because they're clients. But there's one particular ad that runs that I think is funny that always catches me. Like, do I have the mute button on?
Oh, yeah.
It's the guy saying, the thing I hate about my phone service is that when... then it just breaks out. And you
like
see
the chef that's holding up the knife because they dropped his skull when he was ordering his pork.
Right. You see on the screen that it says, you know, like subtitled, you know, my cell keeps dropping, and everybody promises
too many dropped calls.
Better service.
Mm-hmm.
One more try. So many things wrong with the world, but nothing
wrong. What I was saying before.
Nothing wrong with my calves.
Dr. Hoyt, Charles Hoyt, English professor, actually got invited with a bunch of other students to his house, and I like him.
Yeah,
he was
like Animal House.
You know, he seriously looks like Santa Claus.
Hello, hey, there he is.
I'm sorry, Pop. I'm going through crazy weather and traffic.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll keep it brief. You should know as soon as I wouldn't have called you and put you in a tight spot on the air if it would be something that would upset you or embarrass you. I mean, that's why it was easy for you to guess. It's not. Go on. I didn't get it on my wrist. I got it on my calf.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I just wanted to play a game. I just want to bust your balls a little bit. But I thought that you would figure out that if I really...
Oh, well, thank you for that, too. I appreciate it.
But I thought that you would figure out that if I really had it on my wrist, I really wouldn't call you live on the air and say, hey, guess where I got it?
I didn't know. That's it up to you.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an awesome game. Maybe we can play again.
All right, buddy. Well, anyway, it's there. It's on my beautiful calf.
Okey-doke, Pop.
All right. I love you, son.
Love you, too.
All right, drive safe.
Yes, sir.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. There he is.
Do you think when he hung up the phone, he went,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Listen, hold on. Do you know how many times last night I hung up the phone and went, Jesus.
Oh, I'm sure you're ahead in that game.
Yeah, because it was like, I just want to get it on my wrist. Tell me why. It's personal. Understand first? Give me anything besides that.
Something.
You know, how about on the other wrist? Dad, you do what you want, but I would rather that you didn't. I said, listen, I'm asking you to begin with. He would say, yes, you're asking me. And I would say, okay, well, forget it. I'm not asking you. He'd go, well, I guess you don't really want to ask my opinion. And then I can't tell you how many times I go, Jesus. Jesus. So anyway, that's it.
But it's now it's fine, and you know,
you know,
regardless of his tone or whatever, that he's fine with it.
Yeah,
that you did the right thing, and then you would have done the right thing no matter what.
Anyway,
you know, you never would have done it.
He's the most important thing in my life,
right. And you both are doing it for the right reasons.
Absolutely. Now, anybody else while he's here?
Boy, you know, you would if you caught me on the right day. You know, just because
you were just saying it's such a nice day outside.
Yeah, I'm in that mood today. I'm in that really, even though I'm having a terrible day, I'm in a very, very good mood today. And it's just, if there was something that I felt as strongly as you do about to yeah, Rob Jeter. I'll have Jeter tattooed on my arm. Yeah, get Jeter put on there. Maybe Dr. Hoyt.
Good old Dr.
Hoyt from when he violated me.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, the OxyClean guy's name is Billy Mays.
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays.
Oh.
But Rob did have that, yes. Yeah.
Rob.
Thank you.
Rob had it, but Rob was late on it, friend. Hello, Don and Mike show. Last call, your poor break. Hello.
It's you.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Kim. I've been listening to your conversation. I sell pharmaceuticals, specifically hemorrhoid treatments.
Hey,
atta girl.
What a lucky lady you are.
I am so lucky.
Yeah, thank you.
I was going to be in your area on Thursday and didn't know if maybe I could stop by and take a look at the calf.
Come on by. As a matter of fact, look at our asses as well.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I've been told Belinda Carlisle.
Okay.
However, I've also been told in her go-go days, so I'm not sure that's exactly.
Please come by.
I was just going
Please
to ask that
by,
as
yeah.
the qualifier. Would that,
yes.
would that be when she was on the water skis, or would that be when she was doing the stuff when she's dressed like Stevie Nicks?
I think we're
in the middle.
We would accept a Belinda Carlisle. But bring all of your hemorrhoidal tissue.
Come on by, sure. As a matter of fact, you know, you can never have enough.
Do you sell pharmaceutical supplies? Is that what you do?
I sell to gastroenterologists, and I cover all of Maryland.
If you did a poll, this is just a theory of mine, Buzz,
yes.
maybe you'll back me up on this.
Uh-huh.
I have a theory
uh-huh.
that line of work
yes.
may employ some of the hottest women in America.
I really
do.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen more people that do that mm-hmm. that are hotties, and you make a really good living, don't you?
It's very good. It's a lot of fun. And mm-hmm. actually, they even employ some smart women.
Yeah. See, smart and pretty.
Yeah.
Yes, please come by.
Yeah, come by with your ass creams.
I'll see you guys on Thursday.
Very good.
All right, bye, honey.
Bye.
Come on.
On the convertible.
We'll look for the single successful chick mm-hmm. who sells creams if you have bumps on your butt. On the inside.
Yes. I went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor one time.
Oh, he can't help with that.
No, he had one of those ladies in his office.
Oh.
And I don't know whether he was trying to impress her or what.
Oh, the pharmaceutical.
This guy was like doing the thing where he sticks the tube down to look at my throat, and I'm going, and it's like, this is Wendy. She sells me some of my pharmaceuticals. So, you don't mind? She's just going to sit in for this. And I'm like, no, I don't mind. and she's kind of going,
Fat man with stick in his throat.
Gagging fat man.
Well, that worked. He did impress her.
And Rob wants to know, does that lady bite her nails?
There it is.
Yeah. I don't know, Rob. I don't know.
See, we were all, you know, we had that sexually charged moment talking about the hotties.
It couldn't last.
Yeah.
I live to please.
Right. You don't think about things like that.
Never have.
Only to make your baby.
That's right. And not even then.
True. Not even then.
True or false?
Yes.
Not even then.
True.
No.
On your cap.
True or false? Your wife is out of town again.
Yes. But she should be back by the way.
See, your wife is out of town. You should be thinking about
DYOC. Draw your own conclusions. LOL, ROFL.
You more than anybody else should be excited about the pharmaceutical lady coming, or pharmaceutical. And, you know, no, I am not drunk. And yes. I am not on any kind of medicine whatsoever. You should be excited about that. Instead, you're making a simple ass joke.
Well, I like to do both. What makes you think I'm not excited and making an ass joke? I can multitask. We should break.
Gotcha.
Wow, that's three things.
Thank you, bud.
Kong!
Appreciate it.
The wonder of the world!
Thanks again to Rick's Tattoo, and we'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Doing For Love of the Game here in New York City about 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And they got me a membership to the health club nearby.
Uh-huh.
And I went over there. I think it was new at the time, and there weren't that many people around. I was worked out and was in the locker room, and there's this big, empty locker room with a jacuzzi in the middle of it. And there was no one in there. I thought, great. I got the jacuzzi to myself, and it was kind of like in the men's locker room. So I went in and was naked in the jacuzzi sitting there. This is great.
Wendy, John, is this okay to say on the show?
I hope so. And who walks into the locker room next but Regis Philbin?
Wow.
In a towel.
Tell us more, John. Tell us more.
Did I intimidate you?
It was pretty weird, man. I was like, oh my God. And then I was naked myself, so I was like, okay.
Were you underwater at the time?
Yeah, I was in the tub. And then you walked in and took your towel off.
And then what happened?
And got in the jacuzzi with me.
No kidding.
And I didn't want to say hi. I didn't want to introduce myself in the nude in the jacuzzi to you. So you got in and I just kind of pretended you weren't there, and you pretended I wasn't there, and I was like, okay, how long do I sit here before it, before it gets really weird?
You didn't want to get out in front of me, huh?
Yeah. But I did. I gave it like a 5-minute grace period, and then I didn't want you to feel like I was jumping out of the tub because you were getting in. So I waited a few minutes, like, okay, now it's normal. So I got up, and like, well, anyway. We met,
well,
and we were new.
I'm glad you left, because I need all the room I can get.
Right, Reach. Because you're so hungry.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, Reach is huge.
98% effective against chiggers and ticks. The Don and Mike Show.
We just filled it.
That is too funny. That's what he's doing. That's the joke he's making. Unless he's totally clueless.
Right, like Barbaro. I needed more room. I'm gigantic. We're going down to the Waldorf Astoria to see Rickles today, Goldman and I.
Were you intimidated?
Did you get out first?
Were you intimidated by me?
That's what I was hoping for. That's why I go to that jacuzzi.
You know, I don't doubt he does that, that Regis does that type of thing all the time.
Of course.
Goes to the jacuzzi, gets and takes his towel off.
I'm at the Reebok Center. I've seen that one, Mike. When we were in New York, I know you saw that, the Reebok Workout Center.
Right there. That's where he does all his working out after his hours with Radu. And then he sits in the spa and waits for movie stars to come by. But aren't you a young, taut, firm man? Wonderful. Let me just sit over here in the corner. I'm not getting out. I won't get out until I turn into a California raisin. You, my friend, are going to have to get out slowly in front of me. It doesn't matter which angle, front or back, I'm going to get the view. Because you have to take that big step up. That big step up out of the jacuzzi. There you go. All right, there's the hanging garden. That's what I was waiting for. 30 minutes in the jacuzzi.
Worth it.
About John C. Reilly, who's the actor that is in that Ricky Bobby movie. He was an Anchorman, too.
And the Ricky Bobby movie getting pretty good reviews.
Yeah. Imagine that guy in real life. Yeah. You know, I mean, because I believe the story that he told was true.
Right.
You know, he's naked in a tub.
He has it all to himself. That's probably why he slides in there naked, and then he gets Regis coming in.
Regis.
Coincidence?
How are you? Are you the man that was Capote?
Hey, John. Nice Kiwis. How are you there? Let me slide over close. Oh, John C. Reilly. Who wants to play a game?
I do, for sure.
Good, I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to play a game right now called Guess the Year.
All right.
Guess the Year.
I'm good at this.
No, you won't be good at this.
Okay, good.
Remember yesterday I told you. No, because this is not like your standard trivia guessing
game. This isn't like what they used to do on Dateline, right?
No.
I was great at that.
What do you mean, like catching the pedophiles?
No, they're at the end of Dateline. Remember when the old Dateline shows, they don't
Dateline
do it anymore.
Timeline.
Yeah. Timeline, right. Dateline, Timeline. I used to be fantastic on the Dateline.
The retard Timeline. I used to say it's like the thing at the scramble of the movie theaters.
It's like, not that easy.
Sure it is.
Was it 1974, 75, or 76?
Man first walked on the moon. Was it 1969? 1987?
They didn't do it like that.
No,
they didn't do it like that,
Don. I know.
Didn't
still
do it like retards.
Seemed pretty obvious to me, Mike.
All right. Harder than the TV Guide crossword.
I was good at it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Damn it.
Oh, never mind. That call, never mind. Okay, here's the game. Guess the Year.
Guess the Year.
Okay, and we've got... Which machine, rather?
We've got Guess the Year music.
Welcome to Guess the Year. Now, over the last, I don't know, God, our whole lives, we've talked about, incessantly about the people that write about us on the Internet since Al Gore invented the Internet, going all the way back to, if you remember, CompuServe.
Right.
We've talked about our fan site. We push our own site. We talk about Rupert Pupkin's site.
Right.
But deep at the absolute bottom of the Internet, there's something called Usenet news groups. Now, I've been aware of this animal for a while, and I think it's time, after years of having these messages passed on behind the scenes, whether it's somebody posting an address or somebody saying that they're positive, they know what's going on the show. I decided to take a look at this over the weekend.
Right.
I mentioned it yesterday. And thing about this, if you have, I don't know if it works with all the search engines, but at least with me, with Google, what you can do is get somebody's profile, and it shows you over the last 3 to 4 years how many times they've posted in the particular news group and exactly what they've had to say.
Very good.
So without giving out any of these guys' handles, which I've been told might be a bad thing to do, basically I have 5 guys who have been posting regularly in this news group about how they hate us since 2003.
Wow.
Now, I mean, really, this is going to be a project for, if we ever play this game again, be a project for somebody like Johnny, because the topics could be anything from, I'm a total ass, my family is an ass, they had one, let's make jokes about Frida dying, they have, let's make jokes about Mike's divorce, they have, Mike is a suck-up, Mike is a bad sidekick, Buzz, I'm sad to say, you're the one that's loved by everybody. Your slant on the news also has got some hatred your way.
It's about time.
Rob's got his own hating section.
I don't believe that.
So what I decided to start with was just me. It was easiest just to find just some generic stuff about me.
Okay.
As we play. Guess the year.
Guess the year.
Now, these are guys who say they don't like the show.
Or guess that year.
But guess that year. But they listen, and they've been posting in the creepiest part of the Internet now for years.
It's obvious they listen.
So, and some of them now will be obvious by the topic. For instance, here's the first one on Guess the Year. By Bill. Bill is a constant contributor.
Hello, Bill.
What a dumbass Don is. He's ranting right now about how he's getting emails, calls, and other messages about how stupid it is to have so much reverb in the final mix. He's sticking by his incredibly stupid guns for this unique sound. Well, Don is unique by himself, and that he's learned nothing in 30 years in radio. It's not bad enough to have an incredibly lazy and unproduced show. Now he's got to make the poorly produced show sound like it's in a toilet. Maybe he's got a point. If a show is crap, it should air from a bathroom. If that's what he's thinking, it makes perfect sense. Mike, guess the year.
2006.
Winner.
Well done.
Kind of obvious.
Yeah, well, obvious with the reverb thing.
Right. Okay. All right, let's see now. Gonna play with this exact same guy. Yeah, let's see if you can follow what year.
Follow the year.
Here we go. Why does Don feel the need to relay a story slash joke, then recap it, then recap the recap, then explain what he just said 3 times before? We've been through this before because he thinks we are as dumb as we are.
Hmm. It's pretty timeless.
Is it guess the year time?
Yep.
Mike, guess the year.
99.
Oh, you can only go back to 03.
No, 03.
Oh, sorry. Buzz.
I'll say 05.
That came down at 04.
Ah. 04, oh!
Here's another one now. Let's move to...
It's too bad we can only go back to 03, because I bet there are earlier ones than that.
Oh, I'm sure there are. Mm-hmm. You know, we send Joe out occasionally. We send him out when we move to our new studios. We send him out with scripts.
Right.
Here's one from... Dub, he writes a lot. What year is this from? Joe Ardinger, cancer on the show. How long is Donnie going to continue to force Joe Ardinger down listeners' throats, despite the fact that the guy has no discernible talent? I can see that maybe his pure ineptness would prove funny, but now it's automatic station change or put on a CD time for me whenever Joe starts interviewing people. He's such a dumbass. In fairness to Joe, even Rob A., when he was doing this stuff, would have a hard time being entertaining with the dumb questions Don is thinking up. Buzz, what's the year?
Oh, I'm going to say 05.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Rob, want to steal?
Yeah, I'll say 03.
03.
Wow.
Oh, three.
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
2003.
Wowsy woo woo.
2003.
Thank you for the love.
Here's one for you, Mike.
All right.
God, this show sucks. I haven't listened to them in 2 weeks. I'm done with them. The new Avril Lavigne CD is the F. Mike, name the year.
2005.
Buzz.
03.
Rob.
04.
Winner. 2004.
Two for two, Robbie.
I love this game.
Now, these are from the same guys. Okay?
Yeah. Same humps.
Yeah.
Same dirty humps. Same dirty, I kick their teeth and I spit on them humps.
Are they your humps?
Yeah, my humps.
Okay.
My humpies.
Mike?
Yes.
Yes. Guess the year.
Actually, I love them.
Yes, yeah. So I click on the show today, and an hour or so into it, Don is on a rant about how crappy radio is and how Don and Mike are side-splitting funny. He then proceeds to spend 20 minutes talking about getting his car washed. Definitely old man-itis. Hold on. Don has always been retarded, but for the last few years, he has been boring also. Mike.
2005.
I'm sorry. Buzz.
I'll say 04 this time.
Rob.
03.
Oh, we have stumped our panel.
Yes.
Well, oh.
Hello. That is from April 14th, 2006.
Oh, a recent one. Bastards.
Yes.
Oh, man, tough to read the Bastards. Bastards.
Anyway, we could go on. I mean, you get the...
That's the point of this, is they could be from any year.
Well, you know, in their own little way, we're giving them pleasure. Isn't that nice?
We're giving them the opportunity to hate.
Keep listening.
You know, that can be a very pleasurable experience.
I agree.
Okay.
Yes? Any more?
Yep, I got two more for you.
All right.
Hold on, let me see. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay, now these are all going to be from the same guy.
Mm-hmm. Do we have an identity for him? Like a name, at least?
Billy.
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 Hello, Billy.
Hello, Ellie.
Don's a master at good cop, bad cop. He is a painful morning zoo hack, annoying to listen to. Clearly, he is artistically bankrupt when these are the best ideas he can come up with. And the disdain he has for fans that helped him build his FU fortune is unbelievable. I will take his suggestion and screw off. Mike!
2006.
No! Yeah. No!
No!
No, wrong button.
Wow.
Buzz.
I'm going to say 05.
Rob.
Big 04.
Oh. Guys, 2003.
2003.
You just... 2003.
Wow. Some things never change.
Well, screw off.
Okay. Let me see. All right, here's a generic one for you. From Harvey.
Hello, Harvey. Hey, how are you? Yeah, that's going fine.
Don is a bitter man. Don is artistically bankrupt. Mm. He's lost his funny. And that was way before Frida passed. Mike.
2006.
Rob.
Gotta be
05.
04. Oh, no. Mike had it right. Mike had it right. It's 06.
That's the only thing left.
Sorry. Mike had it right.
Makes sense.
Wow. Okay. Don is effing lazy. He can never think of anything new. Effing lazy, effing lazy, effing lazy.
Wow.
Mike is an ass kisser. Don is effing lazy. I will never listen to the show again. Now, I will tell you, this person has written in the year 2006, this for 28 messages about the show.
Wow. All right, but this is the guest of the year, right?
This is obviously not from this year.
Right.
Mike.
1986.
Come on, Mike. Come on. 03 to now.
03. Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very welcome.
Thank you so much. You know, it's funny when we're all listening to this. We're all kind of like sitting there at the beginning and our heads are kind of lifting up and we're listening going, hey, hey, and then it just like wears you out, doesn't it? It wears
the life out of you.
It really does.
Yeah.
It sucks the life out of you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're happy to hear that.
That's
too.
What they want. Yeah.
Well, but the thing is,
Effers.
If you hated it, I mean, I find it fascinating. Really.
Yeah.
Unlike the fan site and even DCR TV, I mean, if you really do hate the show, you know, you look on the profile and you see that some of these guys have posted like 300 times in a year.
Well, they've been listening every year for at least since 2003, and that's how they get their jollies, is talking about how much they hate us. Well, we've known that forever. I mean, you don't really. I think that we are the show that people love to hate sometimes, and that's, I think anybody that does what we do, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
Anyway. Always works that way.
There you go.
Hey, let me see. Did I have
these any? Are the people who screw up research and elections. Because they say they want one thing and then they vote another way.
Exactly.
Tedious.
I completely agree with you on that one.
Joy.
They do. They mess everything up.
Right. Okay.
Oh. I plan to vote for this candidate.
Hold on.
Nope.
Bart follows dad's footsteps.
This is the headline.
Huh.
After years of hearing what a great student and fine young man he was, the boy has matured into a slacking, irresponsible dumbass. We couldn't be prouder. Now flunk out of school, get tossed from the house, and shacked up with a drugged-up bimbo. Before long, you'll get a DJ job like your loser dad.
Whoa!
Name that year, Mike.
2004.
Good you one. Got it.
A hateful year, that 2004.
Yes. Wow, you got it.
Jesus. Wow.
Okay, and then here's one more.
I mean, this is all still from 2004. It just continues. After the cleaning up of Bart's cluster F, Bart still turns out to be an irresponsible, selfish a-hole. Making Lala take a cab? Sheesh. Well, at least Bart's getting laid. Yeah, by other guys.
Oh, they are so filled with it.
That's from 2004.
Yeah.
And then in 2006...
People obviously bitter about something in their own lives.
The guy, right. Same guy who wrote that 3 years later,
right.
Wrote on May 15th of this year, agreed. This thing with his new girlfriend is turning out to be like Frida Part 2. I never thought I would come to this, but I rarely tune the show in anymore.
Yeah, they're all about that.
Yeah, lazy, lazy, lazy.
It's like, I'm going to turn it off now. I just happen to be listening. The fact is, you're addicted. They're angry at themselves for their addiction. That's what it's all about.
And lazy is using the word lazy over and over again.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then Mike, I'll give you this one.
Okay.
The number one guy, really, when I was looking at this, first name Omar. This guy... all over the place.
Okay.
The most posts of anybody.
A little bit obsessed.
Just a general one. Don and Mike are dead to me. Can you name the year that we lost him? Now, keep in mind, he still is posting and listening to this day about how bad we suck and how lazy we are. But when did he write, Don and Mike are dead to me?
'03.
No.
Buzz.
'04.
Wow. Finally got one.
At least, so, only 2 years
we were,
ago.
After we were dead, after we died, it was 2 years.
And that's how we play.
Thank you.
Name that year.
Bravo.
We'll play again.
Good stuff. Thank you.
We go to the absolute bottom of the basement of the science building.
Thank you, Omar, and thank your mother.
Where we meet the nicest people.
That's the basement of the basement.
That's right.
That's the trap door. That's the well at the bottom of the basement.
I didn't even know. I'm looking at this crap.
It puts the lotion on its body.
This makes DCR-TV look like the New York Times.
Mm-hmm. Class, yeah.
Really. I'm looking at this thing, and I'm seeing, you can view somebody's history and what they've posted on. And it's really pretty funny. We'll play it again next week. And I think, Mike, if you don't mind, mm-hmm. if you can stand it,
yes.
With your fragile ass-kissing ego,
right? Yeah,
we'll play the game with you.
Okay, very good.
With some of the posts about you.
Good, good. Look forward to it.
They like you.
Certainly, this got my energy going.
They like your restaurant.
There's nothing like, you know, just being beaten down by negative, you know, criticism.
It's come on now.
Consider the source.
Come on. It's
really.
It's funny. I'm not.
No, I mean, it was actually exhilarating at the beginning. And then with everyone you read, it was just kind of, Oh, yes, God. Because they talk about us being lazy and repetitive, and then what they are is the exact same
okay,
thing.
Here you, okay,
lazy and repetitive.
That's right. There you go.
I think some of those posters are artistically bankrupt. That's what I think. Especially Omar. And Omar's mother. And Billy, your mother, too.
Oh, Mike, now. Not really.
All of your
I didn't
mothers.
Do it to bring you down. Did you meant I know. Are you having a good day or a bad day? I hope I didn't add to the bad day part.
I'm having a, you know, here in everything with all of you guys, I'm having an absolutely fabulous day. With Carla, I'm having a fabulous day.
Good.
Everything else is very, very, very difficult. What is he saying? What
Don's
is he
whispering
doing?
Something.
He's whispering something to Rob's
ear.
It's very interesting. But other than that, I'm having a very good day. Yes.
Don't you know it off the top of your head?
You had said everybody's energy's up because the weather's a little cooler and less humid, and you're feeling good.
Absolutely. Yes.
And it seems that segment, which normally you would, you know, play along with. And
well, I did play along with it.
I know, but then you got done and you said that, you know.
Yeah,
right.
Them. You know,
their mothers.
Come on, we're kings of the mountain. When you're king of the mountain, you look down on the villagers and you stomp on them.
Well, you've always, you know, you've taken a big pile of that negative energy and you eat it up. I don't eat it up as well as you do.
You had a bad day, Mike?
Maybe.
Let's say bye to Mike, who leaves us now after a great week, son. American Idol.
Oh, look at that video of me.
Mike, here's when you auditioned for the Don and Mike show.
Look at the cap I was wearing.
Oh, I like
look
this.
At the cap. Slow motion is nice.
That's fantastic.
Oh, man, they shouldn't have put me in that jacket.
Right now. Oh, look at look at your hair back in the 80s,
yeah,
Mike.
Your hair is fantastic. Tell me your passion. Oh, wow, that's great. Oh, then I'm hugging her.
Now here's,
boy, I didn't mean to grab her breath.
And now, look at, there's Simon saying, come on.
And there's me eating my big bowl of OK.
Well, hello.
That's fantastic.
All right, why are you having a bad day?
Hey, look at that. Look at the people. Yeah, it's just crap. Just business crap. But other than that, look at me hugging the puppies.
Oh, look. Hey, it's you going back to your hometown of Glastonbury, Connecticut. And they're all holding up signs saying, good luck, Mike.
That's fantastic. Hey, there I am in the convertible riding next to my mother.
What we got to say? Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
So long.
Sorry you got voted off the show this week, Mike.
Hey, Omar, I did your mother. Have a nice day, everybody. Thanks so much. Hey, and really, worst of luck to all the other contestants.
God.
Oh, fantastic.
Shut up! I hate that song.
You know, it's not played enough. It really isn't played enough. They ought to play it more.
It was just an American Idol song for a while, or was it a hit song?
No, I think it was both. It was played so much it made me want to throw up. And then he went in, and then it seemed like after American Idol was over, that's when he did the talk show circuit.
Right.
And here he is to play it again with his cap, a recent hit.
Jesus.
I tell you, the other guy looked like a knuckle sandwich. Dude, I've mentioned this before.
Who is that?
Fathers, take care of your daughter.
Oh, that guy,
John. Fathers, take care of your daughter.
John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Poor man, Van Morrison. You know what you are? You're an American Cat Stevens. Get off my radio.
I like T for the Tillerman.
Just get off my radio.
Tillerman!
T for the Tillerman.
Would you like to come in the jacuzzi with me? God, you're cute.
Hey, look, it's Cat Stevens. You get out first.
God, you're cute.
I'll have my face right at this level.
You get out first.
Yeah. There we go. Attaboy. How about those Cat Stevens, huh? Boy, talk about longer boys.
Yeah, I had a bad day, huh?
I'd like that jacuzzi, Yusuf Islam.
Well, hello.
Safe flight.
Got a break. When we come back, I know we're gonna do fun on the intro. That
good.
God, boy, do we have some. We've had an ongoing discussion about the ass of Paris Hilton.
Yes.
What's going on?
Oh, okay.
Down there, remember
with that one photograph where it was kind of like,
you know, because she's, you know, first off. She's smart as can be.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
And you know, she's just put together so nice.
Mm-hmm. Helpless.
Really, yeah. Heart of gold. Really, the only fault that you would find with Paris Hilton would be when you see a picture of her in a bikini or bending over at a party or something.
You have had the theory for a long time that she got the droopy ass.
She did. Well, yeah. And I got some pictures here that we're going to put on our website.
Good, good, good.
That I think you're going to like. And something that we got today... in the mail that's maybe the dumbest come on ever in the history of cell phones.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, I don't want to overbuild this or oversell this, but
I think it's
the dumbest thing ever, and I bet there's a percentage of our listeners that will be intrigued by what they hear after the commercials.
Oh, they'll sell some.
And will want to order the service.
All I know is in the press release it says 15% of all their customers live in California.
Now, this is not anything that Rob has set up where we're going to call somebody and do like a wacky bit.
You're just going to share the ad with us.
Share the ad and share some of the examples of the product.
Oh, good. I'm excited about
that. That involve your cell phone.
Okay.
So we'll have that and Paris Hilton's less than perfect ass.
That's better than a big bowl of OK.
When we come to
number four, Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike show.
I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary, with stuff that might give your kids nightmares. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended. If you are one of them, I advise you to turn off your set now. Come on, I dare you. Chicken! Hey!
Homer, did you just call everyone chicken?
No, I swear on this Bible.
That's not a Bible, that's a book of carpet samples.
Ooh, fuzzy.
The Don and Mike Show.
My God.
Right.
Look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. That, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute.
Robert the Mailman.
Her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's left around. It's out there. I mean,
yeah.
Gross. But she's just so loud.
I like dog Paris. Yeah, Paris Hilton's butt.
They want to sing. La la, la 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 la. The Don and Mike Show.
Right on, Wacky One. Our show today brought to you by Ford. Visit addictedtokelly.com. For the latest Kelly Clarkson tour information as well as exclusive video. And your chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible. Good read by me,
Kelly and I.
Show is brought to you today by Ford.
All right.
Thank you. There you go. Oh, did you need that?
Yes, please.
There you go, Kong.
Konosuba Kong!
And,
my God, he had it out of your hand before you stopped reading.
Let me just say to everyone that's emailing the show about the pictures of my tat, and I saw some of the emails.
Yes.
Eat one. People are writing in like, oh, the tattoo sucks. You should have had it done with a Victorian font. You should have had big letters. It looks cheap. It looks awful. It's what I wanted.
You wanted it as simple as possible. You just want the letters.
In essence, it's my handwriting. Mm-hmm. In essence, it really is my hand. It's exactly what I wanted. The guy could have done 8,000 different fonts.
Sure, he said that on the air. He said he could have done
it's
that.
It's puffy. It'll smooth out.
Yeah,
eh, shut up.
So anyway,
everybody just shut up.
Right. So you got to hide me from those emails.
Yeah.
They're like, go back and they're like, what are you guys looking at? They go, nothing. Nothing.
You can
right away.
Hey,
nothing.
Don't let the negative stuff get to you.
You having a bad day, Mike?
Put that away already?
Of course you did.
No, don't get it now. We've lost the moment. We've lost the moment, but thank God it's in its place chronologically in the studio in whatever cartridge it should be in.
You're being sarcastic.
Yeah. Yes, you bet your ass I am, boy. All right, Paris Hilton.
Yes.
Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, and Mike, I've got close-up pictures for you.
Yeah, because I know that I probably wasn't on everybody's side when I saw the first picture of her,
but I thought
it might have just been the angle of the camera.
You will be.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to say this as gently as I can.
Okay.
At first, I thought I might be looking at her lips.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand.
Exactly. They're not her lips. It's her ass. This picture is on our website today, DonandMikeWebsite.com, under the today's log. Yeah. Take a look, and you decide it. Now, you're studying the picture. You're really, really studying it.
It is odd.
The
it's
thing that's
odd
so
looking.
Weird is she's really skinny, so you wouldn't think there'd be enough ass to hang down that long.
Right, and yet, there it is.
Hold on. Joe found a guy who loves Paris Hilton's ass. He must not have seen this picture. Alan.
Yeah, hello.
Alan, how's the project?
Going good.
Right, do you even get that?
You know, there's one thing to make. You make one of those throwaway comments, and then there's the pause where the guy's trying to think of something to say.
The Alan Parsons Project.
This is strange looking. It doesn't look normal.
Before
right?
you defend Paris's ass, and you have every right to, have you seen the picture that's on our website right now?
No, I have not. I'm in my car. I'm on my way to work.
You must see this.
It looks like she has a pair of wax lips. You know, those kind of used to buy when you were a kid?
Novelty.
Looks like her butt is hanging down in back of her legs.
Now, let me defend her by saying, I've got that porno. I've seen it naked, and it looks good.
That's a couple of years ago.
That porno with that guy is like 5 years ago, right?
Yeah,
I'm still going to say that
this is a current photo. Up.
Perhaps under the circumstances, any woman might look like this.
No, Mike, no. Under what circumstances?
Just the camera, the fact that it's...
If you have a tremendous amount of ass that just hangs over your bony frame...
Yeah, no, it's hard to defend this one. The first time, I thought it might have been her moving,
all right, see you
dancing.
Later on the phone.
Bye!
See you later.
I'll bet she hears people clapping when she walks. Both pictures of her are her dancing.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Yeah, that's the sound.
That's Paris walking by.
Right.
Hey, don't give me any lip, girl. Don't give me any lip.
Wow. I'll tell you, it's hard to take your eyes off it.
Okay, please do, because I need your full concentration now.
All right. Okay.
Loser alert. Have you ever been out, I'm sure we've all done this at some point, and you pretend that you have a call. You're like, you're in a crowded place, and you say, oh, I got to take a call just to get away from somebody.
Yes.
Okay, it's easy enough to do.
Right.
And I know you've seen the standard sitcom bit would be the dad would be standing there and go, hold on a second, I'll call him and ask him.
Right.
And while he's pretending to be on the phone will ring.
Right.
You know, indicating that, oh, that's my goodness. That's right. Dad's really not on the phone.
Right. Exactly. Everybody does that once in a while.
Well, there is a company out there, popularitydialer.com, and they call your cell phone on a designated time and date.
Right.
Like, let's say you're going to be in a meeting, and you want to pretend that you're important. Turn it off, please, Mike.
Excuse me. I have a call.
Mike has a call.
That's a joke. I'm sorry. I was making just a little joke there. I'm sorry. I'm here all week. I'm just being goofy there.
So let's say you need the call.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Right.
It's not enough to pretend that you're getting a call.
Right.
This service actually offers real phone calls and real places for you to speak.
Wow.
You can get the popularity call. That's a male or a female.
Mm-hmm.
She's having a conversation where you talk about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, obviously, you know, if you have the phone up to your ear, you can fake any kind of call. But this one, I think if you're going to spend the money, you'd want to put it on speaker.
So you have the popularity. Well, no, I don't know. Well, I've not heard these yet.
Really. I mean, what's the point if you're, I mean, really? I mean, I don't
know. Unless someone is standing close enough to you.
Right, they can hear that. And you can hear cell phones. I hear them all the time. Realism. Yeah.
Okay.
The acting is great.
Here's the first one. So imagine that your phone rings. Which machine? Number one. Phone rings, and here you go.
All right. That's an interesting call.
That's the ringtone.
I like big butts.
How you doing there?
I'm good. How you doing?
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
What's going on?
Well, he's over here trying to find a sound effect.
There. Oh, okay. Sorry.
There you go. Thank you. So,
telephone.
Ah, there you go. It's my phone.
They have the most musical telephone.
Why, there's my phone.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's happening? How are you?
To talk?
Well, sure I do.
Where you at right now?
I'm doing the show with Mike.
You good? Well, I don't know. Well, I was out with the guys. You want to come out later?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right, well, we're going to be there at 11. Are you going to be there? Should I tell them?
Yeah, if you say I have to, sure.
I don't know. Well, what do you got going on this weekend?
I don't know. I'm going to hang around.
That doesn't sound like any fun. How about, come on, why don't you join us, please?
No, I really can't. I can't give you an answer.
Well, what about tomorrow? What do you want to do tomorrow?
I don't want to do anything tomorrow.
Are you free?
Yes, I'm free.
You get off work.
I get off work at 7.
Well, I was thinking about hitting up Happy Hour. What do you think?
Sure, I'll do that with
game's
you.
On.
Yeah, game's on.
I guess that sounds okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
5?
5 o'clock's fine.
5's good.
All right, 6:30.
Okay, cool.
Or that.
All right.
6:30's bad for me.
You can bring some more. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all bring right. More women. More thousands of women than I'm going
to bring. What do you have to do that's so important?
Look, just leave me alone.
We're doing a show.
All right. Fine.
I love you.
Why do you want to bring... Fine.
I do love you.
What?
I want you.
All right. What time again?
Anytime.
Okay.
Now.
Are you sure you want to do that?
What? Have sex with you?
Fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. So.
Oh, this is great. Are there any women?
No, I don't. Mike, I've not heard these. I know.
Okay. All right.
5 different categories.
Uh-huh.
And again,
I love these. These are great. And you want to have it loud enough on your phone so your friends can hear. Because if you do it the right way,
right,
you can sound like Super Stud.
Yeah, but seriously,
it's hysterical.
The guy on the other end sounds like an idiot. Here's the one, the affirmation call. This one is to boost your self-esteem.
Oh, how's your acting?
Telephone.
Mike calls for you.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, you. What's going on?
Oh, same old, baby. How are you doing?
Well, that's good.
Are you doing okay?
I don't know. I was just wondering what you were up to.
I'm busy, baby. So busy. So very busy.
Well, I'm going out later.
You don't really?
Come.
Oh, no. I don't know.
It's going to be awesome.
I am so up to my eyeballs.
Well, what do you have to do?
The usual. I mean, I've been busy as hell. It's terrible.
Whatever. We're going out and you're coming.
I can't. I don't know.
Oh, my God. You know who's going to be there?
Who?
Yeah.
Really? Her?
Yeah, you know who.
The one?
So should I tell them you're coming?
Maybe. I don't know.
So what are you doing this weekend?
You're on the phone with Mike.
I was thinking we should go eat brunch downtown.
Are you going to bring your mother?
You know, that place, that Thai place is pretty awesome.
I don't like Thai food for brunch, bitch.
Or that burrito place with the extra spicy
now
salsa.
Burritos, now yeah. We're talking, yes. I'll eat them off of you.
So why don't we meet there at 7?
Okay, slut.
All right.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see you.
Oh, F you.
All right. Well, you hang up first.
No, you hang up
okay.
First. Okay.
Bye.
Get off the phone, whore.
Brunch at...
How did I do with that?
I thought
that
went well.
You did great.
Well, I can tell you I've used the service before.
Here you go. Here's one for me.
All right.
Mike, that was the popularity call.
I could do this all day.
You just heard the popularity call, okay. Not the affirmation call.
Right.
This is the affirmation call, where a guy will call to tell you how cool you are.
You're okay. Right.
So let me see. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what's funny, though?
I lost the sound effect.
If you screw up one time, you're busted.
Yeah.
You're totally busted. Here comes your affirmation call.
That's myself.
You are so awesome. You are probably one of the greatest people alive on Earth today.
Hold on, was that the beginning of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just...
You have to say hello, though, first. You've pleased him. You started it wrong. You say hello.
Hello.
You are so awesome.
Thank
you. You are probably one of the greatest people alive on Earth today.
You're
when
kidding.
You walk down the street, everyone is just smiling and happy because you walk down the street.
Oh, God.
Who is this? Smart. You're intelligent, you're helpful. Everyone they just want to be in your presence because you make everyone feel so good. And not only that,
hello?
I think actually you are probably one of the coolest people that I know.
It's probably.
Now, I was talking to someone the other day and they said that by far the coolest person on earth has to be absolutely you.
Are you a Negro?
And your athletic build and the way you dress, it's like you're so colorful and flavorful.
Flavorful.
Give me some fashion tips. Actually, I need to go shopping next week. Can you come with me?
Oh, my God. What about going gay bashing this weekend? What do you think about that?
And what did you do with your hair? That looks great.
Who are you, a faggot?
Man,
I lost it.
You are really starting to look sharp nowadays.
What kind of fag call did I get?
I have to go. But I just wanted to tell you, you are an awesome person, you're great, and you make everyone feel great.
Right.
And
good luck on the AIDS test.
You're just a pressure.
Wow.
These are fantastic.
These are fantastic.
And again, if you go to, I'll give you the website here, it's popularitydialer.com.
Oh, and they're just different Mike? Calls. I got one?
Yes, you do. Okay. And someone from the office
is
calling you, telling you need to get to the office right away.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hello.
Hey, this is Mr. Johnson calling from the office.
Yeah. Hi, Johnson.
Did you complete that thing about a month ago, that photocopier training?
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so when was the last time you used the photocopier?
I hardly ever use it. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know if you heard.
What?
You might have heard from Lenny, but
what did Lenny say?
Seems to be a problem.
Really?
With the photocopier. Oh. It's spilling ink.
No!
All over the floor.
Oh, and you need me to fix it, right?
Were you aware of that?
I wasn't. No, I wasn't.
Yeah, so there's a big puddle of black ink coming out of the photocopier. So I think I'm going to need you.
I'm with an ugly girl.
I'm
going
to need you to get in here and fix that right away. How soon can you be here?
Well, she's ugly. I can get here right away.
Okay, that's not really going to work for us because, as I said, there's ink coming out of the
computer.
She's
so beautiful. I want to spend time with her.
We're going to need you to come in.
Right away?
You know, if you can just... I think the thing is you should just probably put down what you're doing.
I'll put her down.
And we're going to need you to come in right now.
I need a vet to put her down.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Okay, F you. Thank you very much.
We have one more sample.
Thank you, boss.
For acting, this is the best.
This is Mr. Johnson.
This is from with Lenny.
Is it too great?
It's nice though because you know you're trying to lose somebody. You try to get a busy call, but that's going to take away from the popularity poll because you're actually filling the toner in the copy machine.
So now what I've done is now I've requested the last one. My cousin in need call.
Best acting award.
Where my southern sounding cousin will call and tell me that he needs help.
Good.
And needs some money.
Very good.
And I've arranged for this just so I can get away from you guys and pretend like I have a call.
Don't forget the hello. You got to take them?
Hello.
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 You there?
Yeah, who's this?
I speak up now.
Hey, hello.
Okay, there you are.
Hi.
Hey, this is your cousin.
Oh, hey, cousin.
How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, Ricky?
I'm pretty good. Well, I've been better, honestly, to tell you the truth.
Why, Ricky Bobby?
Well, I've been having a little trouble with some stuff.
Like
and
what?
I could honestly use a bit of money.
Oh, forget it.
Could you help me out
terrible.
A little bit?
Horrible. It's like talking to my real-life brother.
Well, why not? I think you're pretty well off and all, and you could help a relative out just a little bit.
Well, did I get another colored guy? Is that my luck now?
Well, just about $50 would really, really... really doing some good.
I got the two black guys and the gay guy.
This is Jason.
All in one?
All right, well,
this is Jason.
How about just a gift certificate?
What? How much for one rib?
That's it?
Pull it in my hand.
Marshall Mathers.
About this.
Hold on, bud. Are you still there? Hello?
I'll just be...
Hello?
Going along my way then, I guess.
Okay, get out of here, you loser.
And I wish you the best.
I wish you go to hell.
All right.
Okay. F you.
Thanks for nothing.
Screw off.
Now,
that's fun.
I can see the point of any of the other calls.
Right.
But why would you want that one?
To pretend like you're a heavy guy. Like you're with some people and say, oh, it's my cousin. He's always asking me for money. Maze patrol lights are open. Have I had fun with you recently?
This is for the ultimate losers. Yeah. Those are great.
Man,
and that website is popularitydialer.com.
Wow.
Go ahead, losers.
Beware. You know, and I'm going to be on the lookout. I'm going to be on the lookout for people doing that. I'm going to say, really, if there's somebody like in a crowded situation, say, oh, I got to take this call. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Hold on. We got a busy, busy hour coming up.
Mm-hmm.
A brand new game called My Wife Stinks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play that.
Okay.
And see if you can wrap your hands around that. And when we come back, Mike?
Yes?
Have you ever sucked a jelly out of a jelly donut and then filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream? Do you know how long it's been since we've done our fat guy thing?
Where's the honey, Junior? Where's the honey?
It's raining food.
It's raining food.
Raining food.
Are there peanuts in it? That's all you have to ask. Are there peanuts in it? Jesus. When I had my first surgery.
Wow, look at that ass.
That's Paris Hilton's ass.
Makes me hungry. For taco.
Is there corn in it? Big chunks of corn.
Corn and everything. Have you ever put corn inside a jelly donut?
Yeah, a corn donut. Now that's eating. Where's the honey, Junior? Come on.
Who are we calling, Colin, when we come
on?
You're calling a gentleman, I believe, in Cincinnati who carves beef fat into sculptures.
Beef fat? Are you going to eat your fat?
He also does butter, I think.
Butter. Butter and beef fat. Mmm. Let's fry something.
All right, so we'll do something when we come back that's very, 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 I mean, out of the ordinary for us.
Uh-huh. You know, it's very seriously what my friend Mike saw at the Maine Lobster Festival.
Mm.
What? Fried Twinkies.
Mmm.
True.
Out of the ordinary for us. Because
fried Twinkies.
You know the motto on this show? Fitness first. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
The Don and Mike Show.
They'll make you shart. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, go ahead, Kong.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world.
Here's the guy on the phone. I don't even know what the setup is. Where it's raining food.
Make sculptures out of animal fat.
Oh, that's right. Fat. The stuff that most people cut off.
Right. It's called tallow.
The marble. And isn't that what they say? That the
beautifully marbled.
Beautifully marbled fat.
Beef is beautifully marbled. That's why it's got the extraordinary flavor.
Marvelous. Great marvelous flavor out of the fat.
He's ready. Here we go.
Hang on for me. Line 6.
We're going on the air in 5 seconds, so Buzz.
Fine, yes, I'm ready.
Buzz, get set.
Right, quick lunch. Mm. 1 hour.
I'm hungry. Excuse me. 3, 2.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's Raining Food with your host, Don and Mike. Brought to you today by Hostess Twinkies, Try 'em Fried. Now, here are your hosts, Don and Mike.
Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut and filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream? I love to do that and put it in the microwave and the ice cream melts right into the dough. Yum.
Hi, this is Don.
I'm Mike.
And welcome to It's Raining Food.
This is the show all about our favorite subject.
Food.
The making, eating, and purchasing of food.
My only problem with food is having it leave my body.
My only problem with food is being addicted to it.
Of course. I'm proud to announce that I've lost nearly a quarter of an ounce.
Bravo.
Thank you.
I love it when you start dieting.
Thank you. And eventually, my goal is to stand.
I hope you can do that. I've been able to move for about the last 2.5 years better than I did before. It's so much better than being bedridden.
I'm no longer bedridden. I got my rascal.
That's good.
And I just went to McDonald's, and I had they have a thing called Select Wraps. I had 17 of them.
How were they?
Not very filling.
Really? Because the bread's not thick enough. I've never liked the wrap.
Well, first off, it's not bread.
It's not. They call it bread.
Pita. Not even a pita.
You know, bread is bread. I like bread the way it used to be, the way my grandma
made it. Wonder bread.
Big, thick pieces of bread.
Big slices.
Wraps are not bread. It's like a piece of paper. Putting paper around a sandwich doesn't work.
I'm getting a cramp.
Oh, my.
I'm getting a cramp.
Let it out. Let it out.
I can't move my leg.
Oh, come on. Sit back down. Sit back. Twist the rascal scooter around.
I need something to eat.
Oh, you want something? I got something in my pocket. Hold on a second.
You got something to eat.
I've got a ho-ho.
Oh.
Would you like a ho-ho?
I love a ho-ho.
I have one. It's warm. It's been in my pocket.
I don't care.
It's quite warm.
How?
How is it?
That's delicious.
You know what I enjoy most about a ho-ho?
What?
Always consistent.
Hostess.
Always consistent.
Hostess.
Man, I don't care about the preservatives. I hope the preservatives was at one point preserved me. Again, you're listening to It's Raining Food. Hi there, I'm Don.
And I'm Mike, and we're talking about food.
We have a guest this week joining us.
Oh, good for you.
Say, Skinny Rob.
Yeah.
Who's our guest this week on the show?
It is a leading sculptor of animal fat.
Hey, turn his microphone on. Did you get grease? Did you get chicken grease on the control board?
Hold on a second. It takes a lot of energy.
Oh, boy. Here we
go. To move the arm.
Oh, no.
The stick.
Oh, gosh. Yes, didn't we get you a stick?
There.
Better. He's the leading sculptor of animal fat in the world, Dominic Palazzolo of Cincinnati.
Animal fat.
Dominic.
Hey, Dominic.
Hey,
how
Dominic.
Are you?
Dominic. Welcome
hey,
to the
guys.
Show.
Welcome to the
show.
It's Raining Food.
How are you this fine Tuesday? Hungry?
I'm good.
Hungry, I hope.
What have you carved today so far out of animal fat?
Today I carved fighting elephants.
Oh, I would eat that in a heartbeat.
It was in chocolate tallow.
Oh, chocolate.
What is chocolate tallow?
And a really cool Neptune.
What's chocolate tallow? You mentioned chocolate. That always stops the show. We always stop for chocolate.
We're chocoholics.
We always stop for chocolate. Now, the one thing I read is that it says, Dominic, that even though the tallow is technically in it, but can you eat chocolate tallow?
Well, let's just say some guests at a buffet after a couple drinks have done the forward lunge and cut the head off of an eagle and put it on their dessert plate.
I ask you a personal question, Mike.
You really don't want to eat it.
Oh,
you
bring up anal fissures.
Yeah, seepage.
But you said it.
Well, see, it's made of wax and fat.
And that
sounds delicious.
Because why?
That sounds delicious.
Well, it's got some history to it.
And when I was a boy, I used to always swallow the wax lips that I would buy.
Yeah?
I ate a box of candles one time.
Whole
box of birthday candles.
Ho-hos. Ho-hos have
wax. Well, then maybe you can eat tallow.
Doesn't icing have wax in it?
Wax.
It does.
Wax sticks to your ribs.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
It keeps you regular
in small doses.
That's my main problem, being a big man and enjoying food. It's the digestion of the food. More importantly, taking care of myself.
I understand.
That's why I have the tongs.
Do it better. You know,
I have the rest. I'm hungry.
Let's talk
about hungry.
Dominic.
Yes.
What is your favorite food?
Pesto on pasta. Oh. Yes. Freshly made.
Oh, please.
Basil from my garden. Romano cheese.
Oh, lots of it, right?
Yeah.
Lots of it. So you can't see the pasta.
Absolutely.
Pour the cheese on so you can't
simple,
see the pasta.
But, it's heaven.
Oh, I'm going to kick your ass.
Guys.
You're making me so hungry.
Hold on.
Damn.
Can I get some... Will someone help me raise my bed?
All right, raise his bed up.
Can you lift my bed?
Crank, come on.
Jesus,
lift
me.
It up.
No, I press the button.
All right.
There you go. Oh, that's better.
Very good.
Oh, that's better.
What? He's got me talking about pasta.
Yes.
I'm going to need a bedpan change.
Oh, dear. The big one.
In the break.
What else do you like to eat? How about sweets?
Oh, man.
We love chocolate.
Especially
come on.
When I went to chef school, so...
What did you make in chef school? Tell us about something
anything
good.
Anything you can imagine.
Oh, tell us about the best. Come on, tell me, please.
Well, we would make really great historical torts, like Gâteau Saint-Honoré.
Oh, I'm going to kick your ass.
Puff pastry with caramelized sugar covered minerals filled with a chocolate cream and
if
only I could lift my arms.
Oh, God.
If only I wasn't wheelchair bound because of my incredible weight. I would be as excited as you are, Mike.
I'm sorry. I get so upset when he talks about the good things. He's a trained chef. What about...
Can I have just... one chicken and a biscuit cracker.
Get him one chicken and a biscuit in here.
It's just a slice of nature's choice loaf.
There you are.
double Jack Colby cheese.
Give it to him right away. We're talking about food.
I'd kill my mama for most moist. I'd kill...
Come on, catch your breath, please.
I'd kill my own mama for moist rum tort.
Oh, rum tort. Dominic.
Yes.
Do you make hors d'oeuvres, too?
Oh, I've made everything.
Tell us about the hors d'oeuvres you've made.
One night, I
the hors d'oeuvres I've made?
Yes, tell us about the hors d'oeuvres you've made.
Clam's Casino is my favorite.
One night, my brother and I, we ate almost $10,000 worth of caviar in Atlantic City. It came in these little tins.
I have never been that thirsty in my whole life.
Salty.
And milkshakes don't quench your thirst, Dominic.
We got a tallow sculpture that goes great with that caviar.
Have you ever had scallops wrapped in bacon served on ham with bread?
I've had scallops wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
The rest sounds like a heart attack.
Tell us all the things that are good about bacon.
Do you like blue cheese?
Yeah.
I love blue and cheese.
What do you like best about blue cheese? What's the best way to use it? Dressing or on beef?
As you know, I have it with every meal. I put it on my toast.
Have you ever had blue cheese? Dominic, have you ever had blue cheese on ice cream?
No.
I have. You know I have.
Why do they call fat tallow?
Well, tallow is another word for fat. It just means animal fat.
All right. Well, nobody's ever walked down the street and called me tallow ass. I'm going to kill you.
I am so envious of the fact that you can move.
It started 3
You can move your limbs. You can walk with the use of your cane.
What happened to your energy on the show? We're doing the show. You're talking about your health concerns.
I need some sugar.
He's talking about Clam's Casino. What do you need?
Sugar.
Dominic, excuse us for a second.
Okay.
Hold on. What do you need, brother?
I would need...
What do you require?
John.
I'll help you.
John,
get him something.
I have like 24 Reese's peanut butter cups.
Get the frozen ones we have in the freezer upstairs. Stat!
Coming right up.
Thank you.
I'd also like...
Get the peanut butter and the marshmallow slices with the ribeye steaks.
I'd also like... I'd also like my Slim Fast, please.
Get a Slim Fast for him, too. He doesn't eat his Reese's without his Slim Fast.
And a Diet Coke.
Dominic.
Two.
What are you going to be carving tonight, my friend?
Thank you.
Well, you know, it's 5:30. Mm. I'm going to be going home. That's why I sculpt tallow.
Time to go home. It's dinner time.
Yeah.
What are you having for dinner? Dominic, tell me what you're having. How's your Reese's?
Oh, you know what this is? This is like, excuse me for a second, Dominic, I just have to talk about something.
Your arms seem to work okay now.
I believe
that food.
I believe that I can stand.
No, don't try.
Don't try again.
Dominic, my brother's going to try to stand, and he fell last time.
Mike,
I'm not getting you up.
Mike!
Oh, no.
Mike, no.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, he's fallen.
The whole bed's tipped
over. I'm not getting him up. Oh, my God, his jaw's still moving like a ditch witch.
You're going to have to
pick him up, please.
I'm sorry, Dominic.
I'm your brother.
All right, I'll help you.
All right, help him up.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. He's up again. Catch him up. All right, get his oxygen. Get his oxygen. Dominic, you still there? Dominic.
Hello?
Hello, Dominic.
Hello.
Did you hang up on him? I'm going to kick your ass.
Please get him back on the line.
Dominic?
I think he was enjoying himself.
Well, as I always say...
He's gone now.
This is a good time for a Kit Kat break.
Snack.
And really, when you think about candy...
You ever?
Isn't a Kit Kat the best kind of candy in the world?
All I've had to eat today is moon pies and tab. That's a good combination.
This is great. Would somebody bring in that birthday cake I ordered with my crystal light? Where's my goddamn crystal light? I wish I could wipe.
Don't we all? Well, look, you're not part of the chosen few that can, so I say to hell with it.
Part of a vicious cycle.
For the love of God.
Eating begets wiping.
Yeah.
Wiping begets eating.
Don't worry about it. As long as you don't leave the house or this studio, you're all set.
I can't.
Jesus.
I don't have your freedom.
I know. I'm not exactly dancing pirouettes outside.
Thank God Susan Kidd's coming over tonight.
It's pizza night.
She's making me a roast.
She's making you the roast again?
Yeah, with the pizza.
Oh, good. Rump, you know, you can take an entire rump roast, wrap it in a pizza.
Technical difficulty.
Is he back?
We were going to ask him what he's having for dinner. We'd love to have you back, but we're late on time.
How do you think it went?
Ask him what he's having for dinner.
I mean, it was, for some reason, we lost you. I mean, we didn't mean to hang up on you, certainly.
He fell. For Christ's sake, he fell.
Put him on hold. Put him on hold.
Okay, Henry, can you come back on the air with us?
Put him on hold.
Yeah.
Put him on hold.
All right, thank you.
Jesus.
No, thank simultaneously, we'll give him the apology we always do when we do something.
He politely declined to return.
He did not care to continue.
Why do you want to come back?
That didn't give us the chance to say, sorry.
He said it was fun, but he said not really.
Did he tire of it?
No, he did not hang up on us.
Oh,
you're right.
But, yeah, no, it was when I threw the...
the chair.
I can't imagine
when
he didn't want to
stool.
I can't imagine he didn't want to come back.
Okay. All right. Well, that's how we do that.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed that.
Send that one right out to the Smithsonian. Now,
www.culinart.net.
Yes.
What the... What, we got to give them a plug, too?
It's just, you know, it's polite.
I know, it's polite. It's you know, it's your whole problem, Kong. That's your whole problem. I want to be polite. Mike, we had a new game for you today.
Very good.
A game called My Wife Stinks.
You know, that is a loaded name for a game. I can only imagine what this is going to entail.
Well, this is another guys call first, and then we call your women. Guys, now seriously, is your woman, is your wife, only married couples, please. Does she have a problem with feminine odor?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
What you will do is call us because your wife stinks, and you will rate her feminine hygiene on a scale of 1 to 10.
What is 1?
The worst.
What is 10? Daisies?
Pristine.
Pristine. Perfect.
Now, really, what we're looking for, though, seriously, nothing above... Oh, my gosh. Nothing above a 4 is even going to be a part of this game.
I understand.
So it's really got to be your wife's got the stinky, you know, and what can you do about it? And really, seriously, guys, because we'll call your wife, and if she can tell us on a scale of 1 to 10 how much she stinks, you'll win a fabulous prize.
Match. Fantastic. Match. That's it. If they match, they match.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Do we have any sort of product that we can give? Well, Buzz probably has it. Buzz probably has it in his satchel.
In my briefcase.
Yeah. Right. Actually, what do we have? Well, you know, besides cash, and we got lots of cash, everybody that plays the game gets $50, we have tickets to see Jon Stewart at the Merriweather Post Pavilion. Saturday, September 16.
Very cool
show. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and Ticketmaster.com. So, guys, now I know this is a delicate topic.
Uh-huh.
Talking about your delicate flower and her daisy.
Yes.
But seriously, I mean, if it stinks, it stinks.
And you better have a good relationship with your wife in order to play this game.
Right, because the only way that you're even going to get through to make it on the air is for your wife to at least, and she won't know this, but she's got to be at least a 4 on the stinky scale.
Exactly.
At least a 4.
In your opinion. Brought to you by Dismiss. And, of course, there's always a disagreement.
And she
might think that she's a 10, and you say she's a 4.
And we'll be chasing the elusive 1.
Ah, yes.
The elusive 1.
Do you imagine the 1 that matches her husband? Wouldn't that be a miracle?
It's too bad that we're not doing the show back from Fairfax. We can play in studio.
Live in studio.
So I see the phones are ringing now. I think the guys
are soliciting.
The guys have got the concept here. It's called My Wife Stinks.
Very good. Simple as that.
So what you do is you just rate her feminine hygiene.
Bingo.
1 to 10. Like you call up and say, Mo, what is it for? Well, we call her up and we say, you're on the radio. Mm-hmm. You're on the rated, you're feminine hygiene 1 to 10.
I like turning the tables a little bit. I mean, how many years are we taking calls from women that say, hey, he's just stinky. My husband's stinky down there.
Yeah. Please.
You know, it's the gloves are always off, so we turn the tables a little bit.
And really? Aren't there some stinky, you know, what's out there?
As a matter of fact, you might want to put those gloves back on.
When you've been angry, haven't you ever called a woman behind her back, Matt?
Yeah.
Stinky?
Probably.
Oh, not me.
In a variety of ways.
Never have.
Sick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that. We use that one a lot.
Sometimes it's just out to be hurtful, though.
Yeah. She's got
never legitimate.
Not a literal. She thing. Got the sick pee.
But, you know, there are some sick pee.
Letter P, not like
right.
P-E-E.
And no. I think, really, that most men have probably been around that. You know, whether they've married a woman like that or had a girlfriend, they've probably experienced it and remember that.
And what type of fellow would play this game? What type of wife?
Hmm.
Let me offer a character from fiction. Johnny Sack from the Sopranos.
Exactly.
Now, you don't have to think that Ginny Sack,
sure.
Really, she might be the elusive one.
It can't
but
be
we're
good.
Giving the scale 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Right.
1 to 10.
1 means really you need to have on
that's the
like,
lowest number, that's the worst number.
Suit when your wife is taking her panties off.
10 is just wonderful, just couldn't be nicer, but you're looking for...
But if that's the case, don't call.
Right, we want 4 or less.
Yes, 4 or less.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Plan for $50 mm-hmm. and the John Stewart tickets and the chance to make your relationship a whole lot stronger.
Mm-hmm. There's the silver lining.
Because it's been my understanding mm-hmm. that telling your wife that she has stinky genitals
right.
does not make the relationship
stronger.
That much stronger.
You'll thank us.
It'll make for a very, very nice evening. And that's why when everybody rolls their eyes and says, oh, those pigs are doing a horrible game, we're turning it into a public service.
That's right.
It's a shame Natalie Wood has passed, because this would have been fun to play with
Now,
Robert
you're
Wagner.
Just going on Elvis's word.
Have you ever smelled Natalie Wood while you're eating a jelly donut?
I'm going to kick your ass.
Be right back. So call now.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Johnny.
I heard some news today that I found rather fascinating. I understand that the Vicks people have come up with a new toiletry product that they're pretty excited about. I haven't heard much about it. What is it?
It's called Dismiss.
Dismiss?
Yes.
Huh? What is that?
It's a feminine hygiene product.
Holy crap. You're putting me on.
No, Dismiss. It'll be advertised on our show.
How about Vagigo?
It's not a bad name for it. Along with another line.
How about away?
Someone else has that.
Ah.
Sterling Drug.
How about fuck off?
Possibly.
Yes, I like that.
I like Formula 44, NyQuil, Sinex, Victor's and Lavoris, all the other fine products, along with Dismiss.
That would be a bummer. But is that going to be a live commercial?
I was wondering if you'd like to demonstrate.
I certainly would. The strawberries and lemons, you pass a fruit stand, you get horny now. Good sales. Dismiss.
Anyway, welcome back again, Vic.
All right. So embarrassed to do this.
He does Jesus Christ.
He does.
I like that. Johnny.
I'll drink to that.
Right, Ed. Oh, do that again.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thanks for listening, fat ass. The Don and Mike Show.
And look, it's time for us to yell at our listeners. I was back there with Joe and with Yanni. And there was no problem with phone calls. The problem is, we can't find any guys with the balls to play the game.
Oh.
Now, listen, fellas.
It's a sensitive subject.
Fellas, we don't have to beg for this. But really, if we turn it around and we made it the stinkiest sack,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee...
Crotch odor, Don.
I guarantee...
Crotch odor. Lines would be
they'd
funny.
Be calling
can
right
can
now...
Can you not say that?
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you could say ball odor.
Sure.
You could say sack smell.
But the generic term for it...
Smelly scrote.
...is crotch odor.
Yeah.
I worked with a guy that had that. So, you know.
Now, if that was the case...
Horrible. I mean, really, to the point where the general manager, he will go nameless, the general manager of the radio station had to speak with him about it.
So, the point here is that if we were going to do a contest like that with a smelly balls... Women would be all over the phones wanting to out their husbands and win
kind of guy,
prizes.
Besides the guy would go, I'm a number one. Now, that's the thing that makes this special, is that it's a little more of a challenge.
So I was back talking to Joe. I said, how's it going? He said, it's really hard, man. Had a bunch of guys
call up and say their wife really has stinky poons, but they don't want to let them know.
Can't imagine why.
Well, be good let me just say to the guys, I mean, we as always are ready to move on. We'll take your calls in this break if you want to play.
Right.
Let me just say, they would do it on you.
They would.
In a heartbeat.
I mentioned that at the end of that break, and it's true. They would. Yep. They would do it, and they would do it with gusto.
Mm-hmm. And okay.
And you know what? They would do it because guys probably wouldn't think it was that big a deal.
Right.
Women, on the other hand, think it's, of course, a very big deal. You know what that is? You know what I call that?
What?
I call that a challenge. That's what I call that, a challenge. I challenge our listening audience to come up with the guy that's going to... And not a
there
guy...
There must be a man out there who has said to his wife, you know, God, honey, you know...
Please.
You know... Get a sponge. Yeah. You know.
One of those Christmas tree hanger things.
Get a douche.
Well, see, that's the thing. Maybe he has. You see, maybe we're I think we're doing a public service. Yeah. We're giving, because we're giving away a prize, we're giving the husband a chance to say,
that's right.
You're
that's
a one.
But I'm telling
or you're
you.
A two.
And you're right, Mike.
And
about
crap detector is out now because there's been enough time that's passed.
You are quite right.
I'm a one, honey.
You are quite right about how guys, you know, almost wear it as a badge of honor.
Yeah, well, I worked out a lot.
But just think about this, guys. I mean, I don't care. We can go on and do the show.
Whatever.
But your woman would call to say that your nuts smell.
In a heartbeat.
Like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Rat you out in a second.
Even when you think you smell your absolute cleanest.
And they would not only call, but they would also go into a great deal of detail as to why.
You know what? Here's what else you would hear. When he wants me to go down there and do something, I almost can't stand it because the smell is so bad.
I don't do it anymore because of that. That's the reason. If he would take care of himself, I'd do it a lot more. And she would say so, and the guy would be like, okay.
I'm telling you, they'd do it.
But if you got a guy that called and said, I would do that more often, but I just can't stand it. Yeah. It probably wouldn't go that well. It's a double standard. We're aware of it. Of course it's a double standard.
Okay, Rob, get out your new egg timer thing.
Okay.
And put 1 minute on the clock.
You got it.
And if a guy doesn't call within 1 minute...
A guy who's willing to call his wife.
We're going to open this up to the broads.
There are millions of guys that are calling to say, I do it.
Start it.
It's a real opportunity here.
To show you.
You're gonna do the double standard thing?
Yep.
Now, it doesn't tick, does it, that thing?
It quietly.
Hold on, let me turn all the microphones off except that one. It clicks very quietly.
Yeah, Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
I fooled you again.
Let me see that. Who am I kidding? There's no guys going to call now. All the lines are just dormant. Ladies, if your man's got a smelly sack,
crotch odor. I swear to God, if you
crotch
call it
rot, Mike.
Crotch rot, crotch odor. If you say he's got crotch odor and it's horrible,
call now.
Same thing, 1 to 10.
Win a prize.
But we won't accept any calls under 4.
877-365-3636. Right now.
Eggs are done.
Okay. The guys have had their chance.
You know, seriously.
Just call them.
I feel almost... I feel like busting guys' chops for not calling is, you know... It's like, don't ask them to do something that you wouldn't be willing to do yourself. And if I was in the situation, I don't know what the prize would be. But you're gonna.
She would do it to you though, Mike.
She would. She would. That is true. I can't argue with you about
that. I don't mean
that.
You personally with Carla. I know. You as a man, and she as the enemy, the woman.
Mm-hmm.
She would. So now let's open up the lines.
May I say that Carla particularly delightful in that regard. Absolute 10++. Plus.
She said you smell like bad cheese.
Yeah. Okay, honey. See?
That's
how it works that way.
That's right. All right, so find a woman now for us, Yanni. And we'll show you how quick they turn the other cheek.
You'll so to speak.
Pardon the pun. See, now look.
Oh.
What a shock. All the lines are ringing now.
Of course they are.
They're all ringing now.
Easy.
My husband has smelly balls.
You know, really? I know you don't want to do it that way, but the game has to be my husband stinks. Otherwise, they're going to hold up in their bunkers and they're
too
never
bad.
Coming out.
Too bad. We'll just get one to show you how evil the enemy is.
That's right. Big. A good lesson.
I do have 8,000 tapes that I wanted to play for you, including, well, first, I got a lot of great tapes of that idiot Floyd Landis, who just cannot stop making excuses.
And he's cheating. Like, he's doing the talk show circuit, right?
Yes, he is. Also, many tapes of the girls that Mel Gibson was with the night that he was stopped for his DUI, his big I Hate Jews DUI.
I know that's been all over, but I have not heard them, and I'd love to hear
name
that.
Name the night. Mike, here is, let me see, hold on a second. Cut number 9. Okay, Mel Gibson DUI. Here are the chicks that he was out with. Maybe you've seen the pictures on our website or in Style Magazine. Okay. Oh, and can I just say something? Hmm? Just give me a second.
Norman!
Hey, John.
Yes?
Are you as disgusted as I am? Would you look at this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 women.
11 women
and
calling.
And is that one guy you got?
Well, you got a guy.
11 to
you
know? 1.
Is that one guy on the guy Skip?
He's got a question concerning the
screw him.
Not even a guy, really.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, what's your question there? Hello, Skip.
Hey, what if she's got acetosis? Not necessarily the front part, but definitely in the back part.
No, sir, this was... My wife stinks, but...
See, that's a different thing.
You take a beautiful thing and sell
it. Yeah, you've ruined it.
Well, I'm just thinking...
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
See, that, even that... That does not carry with it the same stigma.
Here now, before we get...
The same smegma, yeah.
You know what? Let's hear the girls, and then we'll talk to some women about smelly
Yeah, and wait till these stories come out.
Here they are. Here are the girls who are with Mel Gibson.
I mean, you could tell that he, you know, was a bit tipsy, but not... You know, he was walking straight and talking straight, and, you know, it didn't seem any more tipsy than anybody else.
What they're saying, in essence, is that...
He didn't seem any more loaded than anybody else at closing time.
And I think it's 0.8 is the legal limit.
He was 0.08.
0.08,
right.
And he was at
0.12.
0.12.
Right.
So he was very near the legal limit,
right.
Which makes you wonder, especially after listening to these bimbos, how out of his mind drunk he must have been, because that's what he's saying.
Was the alcohol talking like he said?
Right. Or was it the real him?
Well, we were talking about a lot of his films and a lot of his upcoming projects, just in general, just conversation as you would talk about what anyone's doing with their life. And he mentioned just, do you guys know what I went through with the kind of controversy that movie caused me? And of course we laughed and was like, of course.
He doesn't sound
so
too much.
So wait a minute, wait, hold on. So he's talking about Passion of the Christ, right? So it sounds like perhaps he... is trying to steer the conversation into that direction.
Mm-hmm. Tell your retarded brother back there not to lose these people on the phone.
We got him.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you, my friend.
Like maybe even at the bar, he's like, well, you know what I went through, huh? Right. That you heard about that, right?
Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, Mad Max, beyond Thunderdome.
Okay, hold on. He only talked about the Passion. He didn't see... Oh, did I tell you the one that he was only drinking water?
No.
Here's another good one.
I asked him on one or two occasions, let's get a drink. And he said, no, I listened to him order another bottle of water. Uh-huh. And at that point, I didn't believe he was drinking water because it didn't appear to be water. But he actually handed it over to me. He's like, look, and I took a drink and it was water.
Uh-huh. It was water.
Obviously, he picked the right group of people to hang out with.
Thank you, Bill.
What are you drinking?
Nice. Prove it, Mel.
Nice job.
Prove it. Or
Bimbo. Okay, let's see if we can get... And one of these. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Who in the hell doesn't have acetosis?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, I agree with that guy.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Who doesn't have acetosis? We all have it.
Right.
At some point.
Bye bye. But
there are certain people that are in denial about it.
The question is now at this point. Hold on a second. Hey, Yanni?
No.
Yes. Johnny, ask your retarded brother, how come I'm seeing on the screen women who say their husband's balls stink, and then we start talking about something, and they're all gone?
Joe?
Oh, and there was John really exhaling. Really.
We had a couple of girls, but they dropped off. I think they're getting scared, too. And now
there's no way.
Now guys are calling with their expert opinions on Mel Gibson.
Of course. All right. Thank you.
The attention span has completely overwhelmed.
Oh, my God. Thank you, pot calling the kettle black. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi. I got a real stinker we can come up.
You've got a real what?
A real stinker. My girl up in Connecticut. She'll take the call.
No, is it your wife?
No, she's not my wife, but it's the best I can do.
Incidentally, Mike, who says our new software doesn't work? Since we've been in our new studio,
yes,
now over a month, this guy from area code 904 has called us 45 times.
Really?
This is the second time he has made it on the air.
Ah.
Okay. Persist and you shall succeed.
Wow, congratulations for finally getting through. Hang in there.
Good use of your time.
No, but it's got to be wives. I mean, that's you got to have something on the line.
Tell.
I'm the one that called up about scores. You didn't believe that. So then you called up your account directors called up the
listen
there to see if I was there, and I wasn't there. I was on the road. But
who knows what you're talking about?
Drove down.
Tell SP we said hi. Our best to your wife.
Hi.
Not his wife.
Hi.
Or your girlfriend, even better.
I'm almost thinking of a good parody song.
Because in an early relationship, aren't you more inclined to do things that later in the relationship you are not necessarily as inclined
Mike,
to do?
Walk back with me down memory lane to Ray Goodman and Brown. Now, we can't really do the whole thing.
Right.
She must be a stinky lady. She must be a stinky lady.
And a very stinky girl.
She's got to be a stinky lady, because she got the stinkiest spoon in the world.
Stinkiest spoon in the world.
Dun, dun, dun.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I smell so much.
Thank you. We're here all week.
I can barely breathe.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Land of the Pussies, Don and Mike Show. The men are afraid to tell women they stink.
Hello, honey. I just had to say, I can't get down there anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what? I caught the tail end of it. Do we have to tell the girl on the air that she stinks?
What do you mean the girl? It's my wife stinks.
Your wife.
My girl, yeah.
Your wife.
No, your wife. Are you married?
No, I'm getting married too.
Oh.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Good luck with that.
Bye-bye. This 10 minutes we'll never get back has been brought to us by insurance.com. Instant online car insurance.
Thanks, G. So Mel Gibson drank water.
Yeah,
we found that out.
Yes, he did.
And the woman that was telling that story, horrible odor.
And hold on just one moment. Floyd Landis, let me see. Here's his new explanation.
Not good.
Floyd Landis, this is the guy that cheated to win the Tour de France. And I don't know if you followed this. It's been everything from, hey, I got a bad hip, to...
I manufacture more testosterone than the average person.
To, I had 4 Jack Daniels the night before. But no, really.
Did he really say that?
No, his doctor said that. Huh. His doctor or his lawyer said, hey, one and the same probably, he was out pounding the night before.
Really?
Yes.
Jesus. Huh.
So now here, so they get both samples, both have come back. Absolutely, 100%.
Delicious.
Guy's cheating.
He's a cheater.
So here's what he's got to say. Here's the latest.
We don't know, and that's why we have experts working on that, and I have some people...
Oh, because someone says, here's the setup on this. Floyd, baby, first off, your balls stink.
You're one.
Your wife's genitals smell. But how can it be? Please tell us. What's the explanation for both of these tests coming back?
We don't know, and that's why we have experts working on that. And I have some people in my defense who are going to do their best to figure out what happened here. The problem here, though, from the beginning, was the fact that the people doing the testing didn't follow their own rules and their own protocols and made this public before I had a chance to figure out exactly what was going on.
Shut up!
And I was forced in the press to make comments before
what?
I could get
Shut
educated
up!
On this.
What?
Shut they
up!
Followed their own protocols.
What?
This
Shut
never
up!
Happened in the first place. And
Shut
so
up!
Here we are, but
Shut
we're going to go from here.
Man, it doesn't sound real credible.
No. Did you see his mama on TV?
It really doesn't sound credible.
His mama is like one of them Quakers or like from Amish country. She really looks like she's on Little House of the Prairie. A Mennonite?
She's a Mennonite, that's okay. Right. Yeah, it looks very similar to the Amish.
So she says, oh, my boy's a good boy. I believe him. My only problem is...
Thank you all for coming. I'm a number one.
She was standing by her son. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, I'm calling in. I just got in the car. I heard you guys were talking about stinky poon.
Yeah, well, only if you're married to one.
I am married to one.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is she? One being the worst.
4, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst.
She probably ranges between a 5 and a 1.
Wow. If you had to give it a specific number, what would her regular odor number be on a regular day? Not a hot day, just a regular day.
A 2.5.
Wow.
Now, would you be willing?
Need a whole number. Would you?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But make it either a 2 or a 3. What would it be?
It would be closer to battery acid. So I'd say a 2.
Wow. Now, are you married?
I am.
How many years?
We've been married for 2.5, almost. It'll be 3 years in September.
Honeymoon's over. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alexandria, Virginia.
Now, would you be willing to have us call your wife on the air, and if she guessed the number of feminine odor that you also have...
1 being the worst, 10 being the best.
You get the cash and the Jon Stewart tickets.
I'd be willing to give it a shot.
Okay, hold on a second. We'll come back after the break. We'll give it a try.
Sound good?
Let's just do it now. Get the number. Okay. Just get the number. The phone number.
Okay.
From your brother back there.
Okay.
And what is your number again for your wife, sir?
A two.
If she matches that two.
Mm-hmm. You ready for the phone number?
Well, no, we're going to put you on hold.
Hold on.
I hate to say this, especially after all we've gone through.
Yeah.
I truly do. But I owe it to the integrity of the show. My crap detector is at full antenna deployment.
Oh, me too, Mike. Come on, listen. This is line number one.
Two.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Line number one, Robbie, sorry. Hello.
Yeah.
I want to
tell you that my wife does stink.
See, now here's another guy.
Time has passed, Don.
Here's another guy. Hold on a second. Robbie getting the number?
I already got it.
He's got it. Joe's got it.
Oh, fantastic.
Number's here.
You calling her?
Dialing it now.
Hold on, please.
Oh, you got her?
Yeah, I'm going to call her now.
Okay, beautiful. All right, well, let's go back to the guy then and find out his name. Okay, we're going to try your wife now.
Go for it.
What is your name, your first name, and what is her first name?
My name is David. Her name is Lauren.
Lauren, Stinky Lauren. And really, you think she smells like a two?
I'll tell you.
With the one being the worst.
Before we got married, she was a 10. I mean, roses, absolute roses. It was like you could have an air freshener down there.
What happened?
We had a baby.
Ah.
And then I guess her body chemistry changed.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Wow. Now, does she, have you ever made her aware of this before?
Oh, yeah. She's got a little nickname some days of Catch of the Day.
Oh, Jesus.
Ah, you wow. joke about it. That's good.
Wow. That's nice that she's...
That's love, though.
What?
That's love.
That's love. That's right. I agree with you. That's love.
So do you visit more less frequently because of the change?
No, I'll tell you. You know, it's something I do. It's something I've always enjoyed doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like scotch. It's an acquired taste.
Exactly. Okay, hold on.
Exactly.
Hold on.
Good answers all.
Is Rob trying to wrangle her in here?
And in order for him to win his prize, we need to put you on the air with David. Do we have your permission to put you on the air?
Listen to him. My God.
Mr. Polite.
Piano.
The eighth wonder of the world!
The polite monkey.
There you go. Thank you. Ed, you got it, Robbie?
On eight.
Here we go. All right, well, let's welcome to the show now.
We got her?
Line 8.
Yeah.
Hello?
We'll get her back. You know why that happened? You were too polite to her.
Come! The eighth wonder of the world!
David
just said, listen, Stinky.
If you're listening at home, I mean, my wife stinks.
Oops, sorry, you want
me?
Want to hear a non-believer already? All right, here's Bobby. Bobby.
Yeah.
You don't believe
me? Yeah, he said he just got in his car. Y'all hadn't been talking about it for 10 minutes.
Yeah, hold on, maybe we have. Okay, you got his wife on that line?
Here she is.
Hello, hi there,
Lauren.
Lauren, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Lauren, we've got your husband David on the line here.
Oh, let me get him on the line as well, Mike. Hi, Dave.
David, say hi to your wife.
Dave?
Yeah.
David, say hi to your wife, please.
I love her. How you doing, babe?
Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
Hi there, Lauren. Good. Listen, very quickly, we're playing a game called My Wife Stinks, and we've asked your husband, he called us.
I love you, honey.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst...
And 10 being the best.
Please to be telling us what your husband rated your feminine hygiene to be.
What is the number?
Pre or post-pregnancy. And post, I'll tell post, you when post, I get home. Just
post-pregnancy.
You know.
Right now.
Post-pregnancy.
Right now?
Yeah.
He calls it battery acid, so I have to say it's 1, it's the worst.
A 1 is the worst. I think we got to give it to him.
Yeah, for the battery
acid. He gave you a 2, but you gave it a 1.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, do you really?
And suddenly my crap detector went in because I think it's good.
It went in.
It retracted.
Back in.
So why do you stink so bad?
I don't know what the hell happened. I mean, he sucks up like a champ. He still does what he's supposed to do as a husband. I mean, he's a man. I'm proud of him.
Do you use any products to help you, Lauren? Do you use any products?
I do. It's just a post-pregnancy problem.
Wow.
All right. Well, listen.
You're a very, very good sport. We have to give you credit.
You're a stinker.
Well, he's gonna die when he gets home.
Well, you can make him. You know how you can make him die. Make him either way.
Well, I know how to kill him. I'm gonna make him do what I want him to do tonight.
Hey! Let's see. John. I'm sorry. David.
Yeah.
Dave. For you, $50, and take your wife to see John Stewart at Merriweather Pavilion on Saturday, September 16th. And good luck.
Hey, that's very cool.
Have fun, you guys. And, you know,
hope they're on the lawn.
Make sure you shower.
He won't be having fun tonight. He won't be having fun. Oh, no.
I think he will. Very good.
Okay, well, listen, thanks. Hold on. Hold on there, Dave.
Thanks, you crazy kid.
Nice talking to you,
Lauren. Dress cool.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. One more call. We're incredibly late today, but that happens sometimes. Hello, Deanna?
Yeah. Hello?
You stink?
I did at one point.
Yeah,
let me tell you the story.
Okay, can you hold on it? Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Okay, great. We'll hear about her first sting.
Uh-huh. Deanna Troy.
When we come back, oh, shoot. Her sting did not sting.
Maybe now.
However, her mom stink on the show.
Because
her mom, remember, was married to Gene Roddenberry.
Right.
And her mom on the show was the voice of the computer.
Right.
Lost out of Troy.
The widow
Rodman.
Now we're really going to get face
I just
making
a little, you know, Deanna, and I said Troy. I just thought I'd make that comment there. I didn't know. I don't know who her mom is. I don't know. Deanna
Troy.
Sure.
Lockana Troy.
And she stinks.
That's, oh yeah.
Okay.
And that's the episode where Picard says, if I cannot pluck the rose,
really,
then no one shall have Lockana Troy.
And
do you hear me, Ferengi?
And she was not a rose by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh my God, no. Like a dead, ugly plant.
Bag of water.
Dead, ugly bag of water.
A corpse flower.
Got a break. We'll come right back. We'll talk to Buzz about news and also to Deanna about her problem.
Her former problem with odor.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The show with more comedy and less moonbez. Don and Mike.
You know, we gotta get right to Buzz, so let's just say, hey, Stinky Deanna?
Sam?
Hey, Stinker?
Sam?
Deanna? Can we put you in our rotating file of people that we have to call back at some point?
Yeah, well, actually, call me at my home phone. This is my cell phone.
Okay, hold on, please. Hold on, please. Hey, John? Yanni?
We're on it.
Really? Hold on to her number. You never know. Someday we might be backed up against the wall and say, hey.
Save it for a warm day.
It's called a woman with the odor problem.
Former. She cured it, apparently.
Deanna.
And, you know, we've been remiss in the entire show with not saying thank you to the ABC Television Network. And I'm surprised you didn't mention this earlier.
Yeah.
That, for giving us. They just keep on giving. Not one.
How many? Four?
Not two.
Four?
Four episodes of According to Jim.
Okay, well,
wow,
you are preaching to the choir,
and
Mike.
One night?
Preaching to the choir.
That's just so generous of them.
Can we call that my house?
What do you call that?
TiVo alert. TiVo alert.
Wow.
Hey, here's a DJ alert for you.
Yes.
Our friend Albie VD, who recently got canned from Hot 99.
Right.
We extended the olive branch.
Yes.
He's speaking of crotch rot.
I didn't say you did.
He sent the email to Yanni, and he'd love to come on the show.
Oh, that's great.
Right, Yanni? He's going to, what's he got, some non-compete to work out or what?
No, he's going to get back to me and let me know when he's got some time.
Anyway, I'd love to have Albie come by and break with us.
So would I.
And, hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
Tomorrow on the show.
Hey, is he going to be on?
Yes, that's right.
Same thing.
We're going to be talking Jim Elliott, who definitely has smelly balls.
Absolutely.
Jim Elliott.
And let's bury that.
It's a really good story of a guy that we really used to hate and fight with. And really,
yeah, well, we only fought with him because he was on another station, right, and we were competing against him. We had to fight with him.
That's over the years, you know, it's funny. Your enemies become your friends, right, and your friends become your enemies.
Right,
and, you
right,
know,
exactly.
It's almost like, not to go off on a tangent here, but somebody the other day, over the weekend, somebody said something like, oh, you must be steamed about Opie and Anthony being on your station.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I said, dude, they're cool.
Right.
He's like, what happened to you? You know, and I said it again. I said, weird things happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the people you used to hate are people you can tolerate and get along with now, and the people, and sometimes vice versa.
No, we've said it before, too. Better fit than some of the other stuff they have on that radio.
Amen. Same thing with Jim Elliott.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Jim Elliott, many years we battled him. Oh, my gosh, Mike, we are so cruel to him.
So if you're keeping track on the show today, you've got a segment on Garage Odor, and then Al DVD, and then Jim Elliott.
And all of this brought to you on Must Have One by Ford. Bold moves.
There is.
And now here is Guy Burnley with some news and comments.
Hi,
as
John.
Well.
Hi there, bud. Hi. A story like this wouldn't normally be the lead story, but after looking at the rest of the news, we decided this is the most important story
is
of all.
SND?
SND?
Slow news day?
No, I wouldn't say so, no.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I only ask.
In my world, there is no such thing as a slow news day.
Ah, there's the pro.
Ah! The Germans, and I think you'll agree when you hear this.
What about that day you reported on that dog eating all those teddy bears?
Well, I thought that was...
That was SND. You got to admit that was SND.
Oh, slow news day.
Exciting. Interesting.
You'll never give up.
No, I won't.
Okay.
The Germans say they've invented an anti-stupidity pill.
Really?
A scientist in Berlin's been testing it on mice. He says the pill stops hyperactivity. And see, this could solve all the other problems in the news. That's why we're starting here. The scientist says the pill stops hyperactivity, stabilizes short-term memory, and makes the subject more focused and attentive.
Oh, Rob is thrilled because, once again, Germany's presented in a positive light on the show.
Actually, I read about this. The mouse beat Joe at a game of checkers.
That's fantastic. You should have that guy that was on the show. What's his name, David? Who is the guy that was in the kiddie pool?
He's the man, he's a sensory man.
Oh, that's right. If you pick him up and give him some pill, he'll be fine.
Give him 3 pills, because he is heavy.
Oh, we've invented a great smart pill.
The inventor of the anti-stupidity pill is a 62-year-old Hans-Hilger Ropers, who runs the Max Planck Institute for Molecular Genetics there in Berlin. The article about this in the local paper calls his invention the world's first anti-stupidity pill.
Anti-stupidity.
Time for the instant request. Yeah, this is for... No, what was her name? What was her first name?
Diana?
No.
Which one?
Oh.
Eva?
Yeah, thank you.
Eva Braun?
For Eva.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, Sprocket. The car. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Hey, it's for Eva. Right. They made a smart pill.
Like a shame.
Right.
Well, the anti-stupidity pill could not come at a better time for the folks at AOL. They find themselves apologizing publicly for the second time in a month. They recently apologized for making it virtually impossible to terminate your subscription.
Oh, I know what they did. They had this big headline, is AOL hates Jews.
Oh,
no,
my God.
That's
no,
why they're apologizing.
See, now you're just making stuff up.
They said, we're AOL, we hate Jews. And then they said, are you a Jew?
Big picture of Mel Gibson on the website.
And then it said, hey, sugar teats.
No. And I'll skip the story about the dead man who was being charged interest on his unpaid account because AOL reps just wouldn't listen.
Oh, well, why is AOL apologizing?
Today they're apologizing for releasing the search data entered by hundreds of thousands of AOL customers, or as we'll refer to them here, victims. This could all be found, all this information could be found on a public website that allegedly contains some personal data as well, the stuff identity theft is made from. AOL has now taken down the site and said, and I quote, this was a screw up and we're angry and upset about it. It was a mistake and we apologize.
Glad I don't use AOL, especially my morning search engine today.
Yeah.
I just plugged in Google.
Mm-hmm.
Nice cans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, I was there for hours. Just nice cans.
Right.
No, not Campbell's soup.
Yeah, I put in, as always, big black booty.
Yeah, you're done for the day, man.
That's it.
You can just surf all day.
Google is shown up 180,000 possible hits in 5.2 seconds.
There are cameras everywhere these days, but gambling establishments have had cameras for a very long time, and David Fison of Largo, Maryland should have known that. I'll explain why when we return.
All right, Buzz, be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
I don't know.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we got him here.
They use Hughes as their muse, Don and Mike.
It's been great not seeing that douchebag around for a while. That's one great thing about having our own building. I swear to God.
This is an HFZ.
A Hughes free zone.
Absolutely.
Hey, Hughes, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do when she says gonna die?
You can't do dick.
I'd go easy on him. I think someday he's going to have his own corporation.
I'll tell you what. Not only will they rock the world, they'll rock the boat.
That's right.
And I have a tip of the AT-40 cap to you, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I am impressed your pull.
I appreciate it.
And Kong.
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
You were any kind of producer, you would right now be finding Rock the Boat by... No, do I want it? Rock the Boat by Hughes Corporation?
I thought with where we were in the show, you'd want to
get it. Just get it. Just get it. I'll throw it in.
Thank you.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hi.
Go ahead. Kong's just, you know...
David Fison.
Doing what he does.
I mentioned him before the break. David Fison of Largo, Maryland. Should have remembered there are cameras everywhere, especially in casinos. Still... He sat at the slot machines at Charlestown Raceway in West Virginia and Dover Downs and at Bally's and Trump Plaza in AC, and he sat there feeding as quickly as he could fresh $100 bills into those machines. And the bills didn't even have serial numbers. The 56-year-old worked at the Bureau of Printing and Engraving here in Washington where they make the money. Dave worked in the part where the bills came out on large sheets before they get their serial numbers. Dave might have to go to prison despite his 30 years with the Bureau and lack of a criminal record.
This is Al Qaeda. I want to send this one out to Mike O'Mara, who wants to say, hey, Candace Bushnell, you got a stinky bush!
Wow. Wish I'd been able to find out.
Anyway, how about that, Mike?
Yeah.
Hughes Corporation.
Hughes Corporation. I don't think I've ever made a Hughes Corporation joke about Michael.
No.
There you go. Feels so good.
Thank you, Kong.
You're welcome.
Hi, Buzz.
You know, it's only gotten worse since we first reported a couple of years ago about America's bed bug problem.
Now, oh, you love these stories.
Now the place is crawling with them. Reports have increased five... What?
Hold on.
Beth Ann.
What do you say? He blames Beth Ann for
the... No, don't you remember. Beth Ann.
She had a tick.
Did she stay at a hotel where she had bed bugs?
Brown recluse.
A brown recluse.
Spiders. That's right.
That's right. Beth Ann had some kind of bed bug.
And lost her leg below the knee.
Sadly, yes. Reports of bed bugs have increased fivefold over the last 4 years. Quoting a professor of entomology at the University of Georgia, bed bugs are making a comeback.
All right.
Josh Benton of Atlanta couldn't sleep for months after waking up in a sea of bed bugs one night. He even started keeping a flashlight and a can of Raid by the bed. They are not a reflection.
That's what that guy's husband. That's what that guy. You know what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Lauren's husband, David. Yeah,
thank you, Mike.
This guy, Josh, even started keeping a flashlight by the bed with Raid. By the way, it's not a reflection of hygiene or housekeeping. The bed bugs do, on the blood of humans, no matter how clean you and the sheets are.
Oh, they're going to be in my new tattoo tonight.
Jesus, that just makes me itch just hearing that story.
But as Josh points out, it's embarrassing.
Josh!
Quoting him, we were even afraid to tell people about it at first. And nearly 1,000 Girl Scouts have been told they might want to see a doctor after staying at a camp in Leesburg, Virginia.
And don't let the bed bugs bite.
The camp regrets to inform the girls and their families that they might have been exposed to rabies.
Long time ago, Buzz got in trouble for eating a brownie.
Bats.
Kind of a Girl Scout thing, Buzz.
I know, I get it. You know, how do you respond to a charge of illegal activity?
Yeah. Well, now it's all how you interpret it.
Yeah. The accusation is just as bad as the guilt.
That's right. I'm speaking about the pastry.
Oh, yeah, that too. Well, those were different brownies.
The dessert.
The marijuana pastry.
Bats.
Oh, I forgot he'd have a pot brownie. Rob. I was really thinking a regular brownie.
I know. Rob loves bats.
I hate them.
Bat's creatures of the night were found in the sleeping quarters at the Girl Scout camp at Camp Potomac Woods. Officials say they are erring on the side of caution by issuing this warning, even though only 1% of bats carry rabies.
Now if we can just get the bats to eat the bedbugs.
And bats, despite what Rob says, bats serve a useful purpose by eating tons of mosquitoes.
No.
But we also know, of course, that bats like to feast on the blood of sleeping children, get tangled in their hair, and frighten them to death. Good night, little children. Good night.
Speaking of bats,
uh-huh.
For all of my friends that have been asking me, emailing me, those in the Secret Handshake Club,
yes.
I am pro Heath Ledger being the Joker in the next Batman movie.
Thank you.
I'm glad to sign off on that.
Thanks for going on record.
What about P.S. Hoffman as the Penguin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's
really?
Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Oh, he'd be an outstanding Penguin.
Fantastic.
Much better than Danny DeVito.
I agree. Yeah. Sex news update after the break.
Oh, sex news?
That's right.
Sex.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
It's all been so
incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
I was just talking to Yanni.
The cure for your priapism. The Don and Mike Show.
Norman, and he says that our DJ friend, Albie VD, is coming in Thursday.
Ah. Love to hear about Albie and, see what's going on in his life and wish him the best of luck.
He'll come in and drop whatever he can drop about the people that just fired him and then scratch rod again. And also, he's a very, no BS, mm-hmm. very talented DJ.
Yes, he is.
With the records, and I don't know if he wants to move or not, but we'd love to give him the opportunity to find a gig.
Good. Yeah,
so Albie VD will be coming in and hanging out with us.
Fantastic.
On Thursday.
Paneling.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Finally, a Playboy Hugh Hefner is denying recent reports he's in poor health and that he had a mini stroke.
Oh.
The 80-year-old.
Right. Just like,
Don, baby, how's it going?
Just like him, he had a mini stroke.
Right. 80-year-old.
No longer swimming the grot.
Quoting Hef, I've never felt better. We had a lingerie party Saturday night, and I went up a little early because Holly had a cold.
How could you tell if he had a stroke? He always acts like he has a stroke.
He always slurs. Yeah, it sounds like.
Who cares if he has a stroke?
It's like Oprah announcing that she's not gay. It's like, why do you have a press conference to announce you're not having a stroke?
Will we ever make it out there before he buys the form?
The grotto? Yeah.
Will we ever? It's my lifetime goal, has it not?
Our ticket will be punched by Dick Van Patten.
Yeah. I think we need to definitely contact Dick and get out there.
Well, we'll give him a call, but he and Hef are having a stroke contest right now.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's, I forgot yeah. about that.
There's a new item on Walmart's list of the top 10 health and beauty products. It's from the makers of KY Jelly. It's a massage oil that doubles as a personal lubricant.
Yeah.
It's actually part of a whole new line of stuff from KY.
Yeah,
and
right,
also bro. A line of new products from the Trojan Condom Company.
Yeah.
Trying to make sex a bit more pleasant for women.
Sex news.
But there's one Trojan item they're not selling in Kansas, Virginia, Texas, Colorado, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, and Alabama. It's the condom with the vibrating ring. Illegal in the aforementioned states, all of which have banned the sale of products that stimulate you. Down there,
huh?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You indeed are a nasty fellow.
Yes,
we gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. See you. Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, Paul,
how have you been?
Paul,
I'll kick your ass.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.